This is the Dunkin' Donuts Patriots pregame social, live from the Patriots Facebook page.
Brady's in the gun. Colley and Tompkins left. Brady throws it to the end zone for Kenbrell Tompkins. Leaping.
He got it! Touchdown! Patriots!
Kenbrell Tompkins!
The pregame social is the world's largest virtual tailgate, featuring the fans of the three-time Super Bowl champion New England Patriots.
That play fake by Brady. Short drop. Throw for Gronkowski. Makes the grab! Across the goal line! Tumbling in for a Patriots touchdown!
Mark Bertrand, Paul Perillo, and Andy Hart are here to do the grilling as your hosts. This week, the Patriots take on the Cleveland Browns.
Smith has the snap. He's in the pocket. He's pressured to his left. Pulls up, throws downfield towards Antonio Holmes. Ball batted toward the key to lead. He's got an interception thanks to Kyle Arrington.
Now, Mark, Paul, and Andy get you ready for the game live from the Subway Fresh broadcast studios inside Gillette Stadium. Patriots Nation, welcome to the Dunkin' Donuts Patriots pregame social.
I.
Good job singing, Andy.
Welcome to
Bad
the Dunkin' Donuts
hosting.
Patriots pregame. Hey, I have my mic on, which is better than Beatle
That's
or
true.
Or
you're
Adam
not even
would
a
do.
Paid professional.
Yeah, so we're ahead of the game already. As you can tell, Beatle's out this week. This is the monkey behind
Get
the
ready for 2 hours.
This is the monkey behind the glass, trying to do the best he can and run the show.
Sometimes you're best in good.
But in all seriousness, want to congratulate Mark and his wife Erin on the birth of their first child.
I'm a little upset they stole the name.
Yeah, you know, Will.
They named him William. I mean, come on.
We're in New England.
When you have good friends,
everybody
that
names their son after the head coach.
No, when you have, you know, you just steal the same name as your friends. I mean, that's not right. I mean, my son's name is William.
We need
find
to
get, something else.
We need to bust Mark a little bit more too, because he left last week's postgame show, for those of you that were listening, you know, in a hurry, with Paul and Andy coming down to fill in the chairs. And we thought the baby was coming at that point, but I believe it came on Friday. I'm not 100% sure. I can't confirm that, but I believe it came on Friday. It's a little delayed.
He's really stretching this out.
So he's trying to take as many maternity days, as we like to call it, as possible. But anyway, with you before the Patriots and the Browns at 1 o'clock, we have Tom Reed of the Cleveland Plain Dealer coming up at 11:45 today. And a lot of Andy and Paul, if Paul doesn't blow us off for too long to do this 98.5 hit here in 3 minutes, or whatever you have to go, Paul.
Yeah, if I don't freeze to death first.
But,
oh, God, you got plenty of
it's
blubber
it?
To keep you warm.
Temperature check. Andy, it's gone up, what, 1 degree since we've been
yes,
in here?
We are up a degree to 63.
A balmy 63 degrees here in the Subway Fresh broadcast studio. You can get a hold of us, 855-PATS-500, webradio at patriots.com. Do you want to give it a foreign number?
Let's go to the friends in Ireland, 1-800-904-125.
Oh,
top of the morning to you. Give us a call, 1-800-904-125. For our Irish friends.
So we have some somewhat interesting things making it way around the Twitterverse.
You mean like Stephen Ridley's going to play in the second quarter?
Second quarter, according to Jason LaConfora.
He's going to get back to us with the actual play call that it's going to be when he hits the field.
Yeah, off tackle behind shoulder.
Or an exact snap.
It's going to be two hands on the ball right. two hands on the ball left.
But in all seriousness, multiple sources now coming out with that. Adam Schefter, I know our buddy Nick Underhill, more local, I guess was on that last night as well. And Jason LaConfora, everybody seems to be in agreement. Ridley will be among the active players today. Not overly surprised. I'm not sure what kind of role he'll have. I would think that LaConfora's forecast, I don't know about exactly when, but part of a committee more so than just handing him back the reins. Would you guys agree?
Oh, yeah. God, yeah. I'd be stunned if he was out there carrying the ball as the lead back throughout the game.
Right.
And I still say, and I don't know what it proves. I mean, everybody says, get him back into the offense. Okay.
To me, it doesn't prove.
So he has a good game against the Cleveland Browns in the second quarter. Are you going to guarantee me he doesn't fumble on divisional weekend and lose you a game in the playoffs?
Yeah, I just think at this point you're probably dealing with close to seven, if not seven, inactives that can't play.
KP,
you know, I mean physically.
Yeah.
You know, contrary to last week when, you know, we had no game time decisions in terms of medical.
All right.
that was early in the show. I got that
shot.
Out of the way. But
in case you're not a regular listener, this is the Patriots pregame social, and that was a shot at Eric Scalavino, a fellow PFW writer who joins us each and every week from the press box late in the show, and he and Paul Perillo have a long ongoing feud here. with the interview, and Paul rarely takes part, and when he does, he gets angry and then takes shots at him a week later. Proceed.
I have no formal artistic training.
What about football? Nope.
None of that either. Anyway, it'll be interesting to see what kind of impact Ridley is able to have, if he's able to hold on to the ball, how often he gets the ball.
Well, the biggest is to hold on to it.
No, I'm saying, but if he...
1.2 a carry with no fumbles, not bad.
Be interesting to see how many times he gets it, though. You know, does he end up with double-digit carries today?
Lord only knows. Is he the closer? Because I fully believe they're going to blow the doors off these Cleveland Browns.
And that might be some low-leverage carries, Andy, for him to get. So Andy likes those kinds of terms.
So there's nothing Ridley can do today, including, say he is the closer, and the Patriots are up two or three scores at the end of the game. Say he does get 10, 15 carries, doesn't fumble, maybe has a touchdown. That's still... It's irrelevant to you.
The man has gone so many stretches without fumbling, it doesn't eliminate the possibility.
So no matter what he does today.
Not just today. No matter what he does in the next four games, he's irrelevant.
So he's dead to you.
No, he's not dead to me, but I will forever in the back of my mind be saying, is this the one?
Mike Wallace with a great jacket to come into the stadium.
Oh, wow, look at that thing. What is that, like a creamsicle?
Yeah, it's like Dolphins orange.
It looks like a creamsicle soda. Like a sherbet.
That's a tough look.
A sherbet look.
Yeah, I don't think there's anything, Kevin, that he can do. I mean, what you need...
The pool center is not on, by the way.
What you need to do... Yeah, you need a...
The pool center's trying to check in over here, and he's balls deep in that steak tips over there.
He's on my board. Did you turn your mic on?
I can't hear you.
It's on. Who knows?
Can anybody hear him?
No, I can't hear him.
Anybody?
Anyway, Paul,
call in from Korea if you hear the pool center.
We'll check in with the pool center at some point when we get that straightened out. But, yeah,
don't do whatever that was. Talk now.
Hello.
There we go.
Hey, we got a pole center sighting.
Nice. Just took a little short circuit to get him back on.
That's all right.
He needs an elongated period of success without having any ball security issues. And I'm not even sure you have enough time left in this season to get that. Even if he were
I say that wrong. If he goes four
and then three,
okay,
and you win the Super Bowl,
I feel good. It's all.
I'm not going to have to get rid of him in the offseason.
Right.
But it's not something that can go a game or two and say, okay, well, he hasn't fumbled in 3 weeks. That's not the way, it's not going to make I don't think the coaching staff feel all that much better.
So I think that fear of fumbling, if you want to call it that, has also spread to a lot of the Patriots' other players. I mean, Fred, I had the privilege of watching Fred do curse words last week, which was a unique experience.
I can imagine.
And, while he, in between rooting for the Patriots and stuffing his face with corn dogs in the press box.
Corn dogs? People eat those?
Yeah, they were bad. To Fred's defense, he took one bite of it and was like, this isn't for me.
Well, that's what Fred does with food.
You go to a fair in the summer, a good corn dog is tremendous.
Yeah, he was not impressed with
Bologna.
Well, they probably weren't high level.
He was not impressed with the corn dogs at Reliant Stadium, we'll put it that way.
Yeah, they were probably like out of a bag and heated up.
But between the corn dogs and the cheering for the Patriots, Fred made a good point in a timeout. In a lot of the comments coming across on curse words, people, anytime a receiver catches the ball downfield, makes a move, especially with Gronk, it's twofold. You don't want him to get hurt, and you don't want him to fumble. But, he's not a guy with that reputation. And Fred said, he's finding fans chime in. Every time a Patriot catches the ball, it's don't fumble.
Go F yourself.
After that horrific start in Denver, where you had, Blount, Ridley, Brady with the strip sack,
Blunt.
Whatever. But yeah, that
playing
that,
the role of Fred Kirsch is Kevin Collins.
Yep. Yeah. Someone's gonna fill in the role.
Gotta have a one idiot per show minimum.
But that fear of fumbling is also spread elsewhere.
Yeah, and it's fear of turnovers, I think. Fear of hole digging. And that's obviously one of the big topics today beyond Ridley is getting off to a fast start. This is not a great team on the other side of the ball. Their defense, it's a lot like Houston. Yardage-wise, they're impressive. A lot of other stuff, they are not very impressive. Red zone turnovers, very much like Houston. And, that's another thing which, we talk about the Ridley thing being, there's no tangible, okay, now the fumbling issue's gone. Well, I also don't think there's a tangible way to say, we're going to start fast. Yeah. We're going to start fast this week. Believe it or not, Andy, we try to start fast every week.
I know, but
the issue is no negative plays. Don't turn the ball over. Don't have sacks. Don't have tackles for a loss. Those are the types of things that they've had recently that have led to these holes. They need to avoid those, but it's easier said than done. You don't just, we're going to practice this week not fumbling so that we don't turn it over early and so we don't dig a hole. You got to do it. Go out there and just execute. We always make fun of them. Execution. The reason for, you played well. Execution. You played poorly. Poor execution. What did you do in the second half that you didn't do in the first? Execution.
Executed.
So that's what they really need to do. Just execute. Go out there and play your good football in the first quarter early on.
But don't you feel like, and I totally agree with you, you know, you can't just say, well, this week it's going to happen, but wouldn't you be stunned if they don't have a good first quarter today?
I would be.
Yes.
You know, and let's face it, this team's not any worse than the one you played last week.
No.
You know, maybe talent-wise, man for man, Houston has more talent than Cleveland. Mm-hmm. I wouldn't argue that, but...
I'm not even sure it's that. You know, I think the one thing is the star.
They are an 11.
J.J. Watt is your defensive player of the year guy up front. Their star is Joe Hayden.
Joe Hayden, yep.
What's he going to do? Take away Julian Edelman? Ooh, don't do that. Ooh, no, don't take away Julian Edelman.
No, I understand your point. The point that I was trying to make is just that it's not like, well, Cleveland is so bad that you can't help but get off to a fast start. If they play the way they played last week against Houston in the first quarter and a half, they'll get off to a slow start again today. Because Cleveland is capable of doing what Houston did last week and hanging around if you don't play well.
Sure.
But I think we're all in agreement that we expect them to play a little bit better.
And you have, for Cleveland, you have Jason Campbell, who mm-hmm. is at least a professional.
Yeah.
You know, it's not a guy, a trick shot artist. Or
Caleb Haney or
something. Caleb Haney, yeah. Who was, you know, out of football and suddenly leading your team. This is a guy who's had some success against the Patriots in the past. Is a, what's the opposite of mistake prone? Mistake averse?
Wouldn't you say?
Because that's what he is.
He's definitely risk averse.
He doesn't do anything. Remember in the days with the Redskins, it would be like week 14 and he would have like 7 touchdowns and no interceptions because he never took any chances. But he wouldn't make any plays and he wouldn't give up any plays.
Wouldn't you quantify that? He's like the game manager. We always use that term.
Yeah, but it's not a bad game to manage when you got Josh Gordon.
No,
my Gronkowski thing, when people were criticizing Brady for throwing to Gronkowski 17 times, whatever the number was.
Yeah.
That's all I would do if I was Jason Campbell today. Short to Gordon, long to Gordon, mid-range to Gordon.
Gordon, around,
keep
maybe.
Rolling. Gordon, take the ball. Yeah. Gordon, have fun.
Gordon
offense on one. Ready, break.
Gotcha. Want to remind you that you can check in on Twitter, too, with Andy and Paul. But Andy's, you know, more prone.
I'm monitoring it. I got a separate monitor in front of me.
So Andy is
that works sometimes.
Andy is at Jumbo Heart. Paul is at PFW Paul. And you can use the hashtag PPGS to check in with them and submit some Twitter questions.
And some photos. It's a relatively nice day out at Gillette Stadium. Sunny,
sun's
cold,
out.
Sun's out, guns out.
Yep.
Not windy. You know, it's cool. Don't get me wrong. You're not going to be sweating. But it is a nice day compared to the last time we were here. And got some nice tailgates. The UK Patriots fans want to get a shout out to them.
Yeah, they're
that
here
group
today.
In the house. Well, not in the house yet. They're in the parking lot having an epic tailgate. And then they'll be bringing it into Gillette Stadium. They were at the Bruins last night. For
ooh,
that
big comeback,
physical game. A game that is going to lead to a number of suspensions for both teams.
Big comeback.
And now they're here today for a big game, and that's a nice little thing coming across the pond with your group to see the Patriots play.
Yeah,
I hope you get what you want. I think they've been here for a number of blowouts.
Yes,
their record
is 7-1, I believe, in the games they've come over.
But I think they were
Eric
here
said.
For that Tennessee blowout a few years
in the snow.
Ago. Yeah.
Yeah.
I think they have UK
they've been,
Patriots
they've been
fans.
Here, they've been here for 2 40-plus point wins.
Yeah.
I was talking with them last year, I remember, when I was helping
them
with that.
It's going to happen.
They're
here
the
for
final
a lot of blowouts.
Straw.
Yep, blowout city. Patriots will blow the Browns out today, as Emmett Smith would say.
And as Eric said, I believe, you know, ooh. As a Patriot fan, you can feel good.
Snowing
as,
in Cincy.
Yeah, it's snowing everywhere. I wanted to talk about
it's
that.
In Green Bay.
It's kind of funny. It's not going to snow here, and you think of this as like a snow place.
It's snowing in
snow
Cincy.
Snow place like home.
Cincy, Green Booyah. Bay.
See, Paul's gone. I got to really carry the show right now. So
Cincy,
that's why I
Green Bay,
energy.
Denver, Baltimore, all snow today, Andy. But it's going to be nice, 35 degrees, relative sunshine, not a lot of wind here, which is good for the passing game. So all things are looking up here. We have an email in, Andy.
An email. Woo-wee!
I don't know.
The show is cooking. We got an email, baby. Email.
We have more than one. But the first one, Andy, is a throwback. It's from Brett, and he checks in and says, the AK-47 show
is
back.
This is the AK-47 show.
The A-team show, he calls it.
The real AK-47 is hurt, right? He hasn't played yet for the Nets?
Oh, that's true. Yeah, Kirilenko. Andre Kirilenko.
They're not doing too hot.
No. No, they're not. Hopefully our show is better than their season.
It's good for
the Celtics.
I doubt
it, but
yeah, I doubt it too. So anyway, Tim in Washington also checks in.
Man.
Wants to ask, when do you guys think the Patriots will ever have their rebuilding year, and how bad do you think it'll be?
Bad after Brady leaves.
This year was mighty close, a hair's length away from a catastrophe.
See here?
And yet they have a good crack to be the number 2 seed. So he wants to know when that bottom's going to fall out and the Patriots might go 7-9.
When Brady leaves.
When Brady leaves? You think it's going to be that bad right away?
Yeah.
Okay, that's a fair point.
Andy, I mean,
quick question for you.
Sure.
So this is—I know you
getting
do
it from all sides.
You're Mr. Draft for the Patriots. Is there a guy that you think that they might take this year to groom?
I certainly think there's a possibility.
Do you think Ryan Mallett is the guy?
No. I do not think Ryan Mallett is the guy, and I do think there's a possibility you could see them take a quarterback this year with the idea of a year or two of behind Brady action could lead to success.
So do you think it would be bottoming out when that guy who's been groomed is coming in, or do you think it's just going to be from winning winning 12, 13 games a year to winning 9, 10 games a year?
Well, it won't be 12, 13 is my expectation because, look at Andrew Luck. He's great, and they have maybe the greatest transitional phase you're going to see, and it's still a struggle. You're still losing games. What are they, 8-4 right now? So you figure they're going to be a 10-win, 11-win team,
yep.
And that's about the high that you can expect for, hope for, going from a Hall of Famer to the next in line. It's going to be magnified if Belichick, a lot of people believe Belichick might leave at the same time. Well, then all bets are off. I got no freaking idea what's going to happen. You're going to still have talent. I mean, you'll have Gronkowski. You'll have guys around him that can make some plays, depending. But we say it all the time. The quarterback is the reason they are so consistent.
Mm-hmm.
And, there's also the chance that maybe one of these other teams in the East finds their quarterback. Maybe Tannehill is the guy.
Yep.
Maybe Tannehill is a franchise guy. Don't shake your freaking head at me. Don't shake your freaking head at me. I said maybe. If one of those teams finds their guy, well, then they become the team to beat in the division, and mm-hmm. you're kind of looking uphill at them while you're trying to find your guy. But why are we talking about the transitional phase?
We got
game day today. There's going to be a damn blowout here at Gillette Stadium. The high schools were kicking ass on the field yesterday.
Yeah.
Patriots will be kicking ass today.
For about, 16 hours on that field yesterday?
I didn't see 1 minute of it.
Going back to the email, I also want to preview what we have coming up at the end of the segment before we take a break. We're going to go to the poll center at the end of the segment.
Ooh, poll center, fair warning.
To get a fresh poll from Mr. Hartwell.
Nothing like a
there.
Fresh poll. You
Nothing
don't
like
want
a
an
fresh
old
poll on a Sunday morning.
Old, wrinkled up poll.
All right, so we have, Andy, much to your delight, we have an international email that has just come in.
Donde?
Danny.
Danny.
From Spain.
Oh, he says, España!
He says, hi, guys. Good job as always, and congrats to Mark. So another shout-out to Beetle. He wants to play a game.
How do you say congrats in Spanish?
I'm not sure.
I don't either.
But he wants to play a game, Andy. You ready for a game? We're going to do an over-under game.
Sure.
And Mr. Hartwell, if you want to chime in, too. Sure. Tom Brady's seasons until he retires, 1.5.
Over.
Over.
Okay. I'm going to go over as well. So that's going to be a clean
sweep. Under would be.
Bill Belichick's Super Bowl is in New England until he retires or goes to another team. 0.5.
Over.
I'll go over.
I'm going to go under. I'm going to be the pessimist and go under.
Why are you so negative? You're a typical New England fan. Negativity.
I think
they're set for to be the number 2 seed in a piss-poor year in the National Football League, and you don't give them a shot in hell for the Super Bowl?
No, I'm not saying I don't give them a shot in hell, but I think that he leaves when Brady leaves, and I think that playing...
With 3 years.
Yeah, I think that playing the odds... for them winning a Super Bowl in the next 3 years, if you were
oh,
to
was that
look
winning
at,
or go to?
It's winning.
Oh, I thought it was
no go-to. Goes to. Excuse me, goes
go
no,
to.
No, no, no.
I didn't say they're gonna.
No,
win.
No. It's his Super Bowls until he retires or goes to another team. So he has to win.
No, it didn't say has to. It said Super Bowl. Super Bowl. When you go to the Super Bowl, you're in the Super Bowl. That's a Super Bowl.
I consider that implying that they're going to win a Super Bowl. I'm going
to
go under.
I'll take the over, but I really take the over if it means go to Super Bowl.
Okay.
I mean, why can't you go this year? How much more time does Manning have left? And then you're the number one seed. Yeah. Go, Super Bowl.
Andy's Mr. Positive today. It's that latte. I think it's that eggnog latte.
Does a latte have extra, caffeine in it?
Well, you also added sugar to it.
I'm Cornholio.
Mind you, Darren, that thing is made of sugar, and he wanted me to make sure they added extra sugar.
Well, they usually ask if you want milk and sugar
with a coffee,
or something. No,
not
with
an,
this too.
Not an eggnog.
No, they with this too.
Okay.
They usually
have
ask.
Enough sugar.
That's a lot of sugar.
You can get it with skim and something else, and hell no.
But Dunkin' Donuts, our fine sponsor, makes a fine eggnog latte.
You know what skim is? It's the beginning of the word skimp. Why would I skimp on what I want in my coffee?
That's true.
If you're going to get an eggnog latte, you've already given up on saying, I want a little treat. I want a little treat in a cup. So I went all the way on my little treat.
All right, next one. Amendola injuries until the end of this season. 5.5.
Oh, no, that's just not very nice. Under.
I'm going to go under.
He has an injury. He's fighting through a groin injury. He'll be fighting through that until the surgeon does something about it.
Hartwell?
Taking the under.
So the next one, we have a presumptuous over under. Tlaib interceptions in the playoffs, 2.5. I got to go under on
that.
Yeah,
I'm going under.
What do you think, Andy?
Ooh, I'm going to go over.
Wow. He is feeling it today.
I'm very pro-Patriot.
And you're not even wearing jeans either, are you? No? I mean, that's usually your trademark is when you're wearing the jeans.
But I do have my looser dress pants on, and I wear mesh shorts under these, so I have that little feeling, ooh, I'm wearing mesh shorts. Ooh,
all right, so let's do a few more with the game today specific, the Browns game specific. Tom Brady yards 300 and TDs 2.5.
Over.
I'll go over under.
Yeah, I'm going to go over
2.5
under.
2.5 TDs?
Yeah, I'm going to go
Who's
over.
Who's getting the TDs?
I think they're going to pound
Ridley
it.
Will get
they're going to score 40 plus
I think,
points.
I think the rushing game will
I
get
I think Blount's, or Blount's going to get one.
Yeah. You said Blount.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Gronk touchdowns 2.5. I'm going to go under.
Under,
yeah.
Two.
Under.
He'll have two.
Turnover ratio plus 1.5. I'm going to go under.
Over.
I'll go under.
Jones and Ninko combined sacks in today's game, 3.5. I'm going to go under.
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 Josh
Ninko is on the ticket. Did you see that? Real yeah. Patriots, or Patriots tweeted it out
on
earlier.
On game day, too.
Fear the beard.
Josh Gordon yards, 150.
Under.
Yeah, I'll go under.
But I think he's going to have a decent day.
I'm like one.
I'm going to go with our boy Pepe and go over. I think he's going to have a big day, and I think a lot of them might be garbage yards.
Kind of like Julio Jones-esque.
Yeah, and finally, number of snaps where Hightower is irrelevant. He says all.
I'll take the under.
He says, next week I've got my final exams to finally become a lawyer, so wish me luck. Good luck,
yeah,
Danny.
You can't have
Spain.
An over on all. Yeah. Can't be over all.
I'm trying to wish poor Danny good luck. He took the time to write us this nice
now
email.
You know why it's hard to host this show.
It is hard to. So he says, and if you get in trouble, call me because he's going to become a lawyer, Andy.
I could use that. It's amazing how many lawyers have said, if you get in trouble, I handle libel and
until you actually call
cases.
Until you actually call
any
me
sexual
pretend
harassment
not to know
suits
you.
Against Andy.
Well, and then I call them and they're like, yeah, I'll take your case. I only make $500 an hour. Well, screw you. I can't afford you.
Until they pretend not to know you, right, Andy?
Oh, no. Everybody loves
it. Let's go, Andy. Let's stick with the international theme. We're going to go to Colombia next, okay?
Wow.
And yes, and he says, yes, there are TVs in Colombia. This is our friend Santiago.
Yeah, but do you need a machine gun to get one?
Oh, come on, Andy.
I'm assuming drug lords have TVs. I'm assuming, well, they have very nice plasma
maybe,
TVs. And
maybe he'll write
screens.
In and let us know. He says he's been a
that
huge...
That is like the major industry in Colombia, right? I mean, what else are they known for?
Drugs. Colombian yeah. Bam Bam.
Cartel.
A little cocaine, you know? I've been a huge Pats fan for a while and would love to know if it's possible to listen to the Pats official radio call of the games from Colombia. I'm trying to think. I think
Question
you can...
Chris.
I don't think you can go on the 98.5 website to do that.
You can order the thing. You can order
yeah,
the NFL.
You can
version.
Order them. You have to pay for it. I don't think you can.
He's
just...
in Colombia. He's got endless cash.
That's true.
He's got to launder it somehow. He might as well buy an internet radio feed.
So I think you're going to have to try to go through the NFL website and try to
use some of that drug money. It's not that expensive. Isn't it like $20 or something?
Yeah, and you can also get NFL mobile on your phone and watch the games for
right.
like $5 a month,
right.
which isn't bad.
Get
That's
it
a
done.
Great app. It's a
Get
great
it
app.
Done.
He also, his question is there any way to say that it's possible to fix Ridley's fumbling problems at any point
yes.
of this season, or are we looking toward next season? Love the show. Thanks for reading.
Every problem is fixable. Can he fix it? I'd have no idea. He's gotcha. Been trying to fix it for some 7 years now.
Yeah.
His problem is when he makes a move, when he makes a cut, he lifts his elbow. It's the bottom line.
Yeah, and you had a
That's
great...
why I have my design yeah. that I need somebody to... Have you heard this, Hartwell?
Yeah, this
I
is a great not, idea. No. For those of you that haven't listened to PFW in Progress, you should.
They need to take, you know, like the Kevin Fox sleeves?
Sure.
Put those on, but then the rubber workout bands, one in front, one behind, man. So his elbow can't go up. He can still flex because they're rubbery, but make it strong enough so he can't do that lift the elbow thing. Yep.
Just
Wouldn't that be great?
What happens when somebody pulls a band and his arm goes straight up and he throws the ball up into
He's
the air?
He's not going to play with it, numbnut. It's a training tool. Use yeah. it all summer long.
Yeah.
What happens when in practice somebody pulls on it and he separates his shoulder?
You don't right. pull on it.
Pipe down guy. Over there. Pipe down over there. You're pissing all over this kid's dream. He's
I'm telling you,
it.
That would work. It's the unfumbler or something. That's not a very good name. I got to come up with something better.
All right, we're going to head now to the Ace Ticket Hotline, 855-PATS-500.
And
we're
going to smell a jefe.
Who do you think this is, Andy? We're going to check in with our good buddy, Jeff in Vegas. Jeff, it's a pleasure to talk to you from this side of the glass. How are you, my friend?
Hi, guys. How are you, Kevin and Andy?
Good, buddy.
Andy,
how are you? You in the sports book already?
What's up? It's Darren Harvey.
I'm doing wicked good today. Not quite yet. I'm going to head over there to go quick shower because it's really just after 8 o'clock.
Yeah, it's early over there.
You're going to get a Dunkin' Donuts latte on the way? I highly recommend the eggnog.
Jeff's got to go with a Bloody Mary. Kick this day off right.
Yeah, Dunkin' Donuts aren't as prevalent out in Vegas. They only have about like 3 or 4. It's like a new thing that they're introducing just within the past year or two.
Yeah.
They'll spread like wildfire.
Yeah, Jeff, it was
3 or 4 here.
Withdrawal last Sunday. I was down in Houston with Freddie and Eric and having to go get a Starbucks before the game. It was brutal. It was awful.
Starbucks sucks.
Yeah, it was terrible. I wanted my Dunkin' Donuts. I felt like my day wasn't complete and I didn't get off to a good start because I didn't have it.
I hear you, man. Kevin, now, did you make it into the GM box, or did you guys just end up in the press box?
So, Fred, actually, I don't know if you heard this on PFW in Progress this week, Jeff. Fred got shown to his own private box. It was just he and Eric in their own little, like, auxiliary box.
All married men had private boxes.
At about the 40-yard line. And I got the privilege for part of the game to stand behind Fred and watch him cheer on the Patriots. It was pretty funny.
Yeah, very cool, Kevin. Well, yeah. And, yeah, Beetle is really milking this for all it's worth. Who was the other guy? Was it Adam or Beetle who had to go to a wedding?
Adam went. No, that was
Mark,
Beetle.
No, Mark went to a wedding earlier this season, so I think he's missed two shows now. And welcome back, Paul
two
Perillo, back from his other media hit here, joining Jeff in Vegas on the Ace Ticket Hotline. Jeff, what are we looking at today?
Yeah, we're looking at New England favored by 10, and if they can't handle Jason Campbell, I mean, and ironically, a lot of the Vegas bettors, I don't know if you guys know, halftime betting is kind of big these days. In the past, like, 4 weeks, they just wait for New England to not play well in the first half, and then they load up on New England in the second half. But
so Jeff, has that number moved down? I thought it was, like, you know, 12 or even 13 earlier in the week.
Yeah, it was. And I think that was then they took it off the board for about 3 days because of the, you know, Cleveland quarterback uncertainty.
Yeah.
So the fact that it went down with Campbell, I think, is alluding to what you guys were saying. At least he can kind of manage the game, but he doesn't make any plays out there.
So what's your money on this week, Jeff? What's the
Over?
Yeah, what are we looking at?
Yeah, over under is 47.5.
Take the over. With the Patriots getting that.
Yeah.
And the weather weather is good, Jeff. It's gonna be fine for scoring. It's 35, light wind, some sunshine. So we're gonna be okay.
And the UK Pats fans are here. You know how many points the Patriots score when they're here.
Yeah, and I'm hoping hopefully Tlaib can lock down Gordon. That would be really encouraging if they just put him out there the whole game. And it could be like the old Tlaib from earlier in the season.
That would be very encouraging, but we'll have to see it happen after they chose not to do that last week and utilized a leaky zone against Hefe.
Leaky. So where's your money going this week, Jeff?
Well, Kevin, that's going to bring us to the Jeff in Vegas Smart Money Play of the Week.
Heavens to Benzie!
Yeah, so I know, bet the house, bet the mortgage payment. Let's go New England and the over. Big blowout. No slow out of the gate this week. New England all the way. Last thing, guys, you say it looks like Tomlin or the Steelers are, in fact, going to lose a draft pick.
Yes.
Pick over that field thing. You see that?
Yes. Okay. Yeah, sounds like it's going to be a late one. They're waiting for, like, all the supplemental picks to be out and everything. Nothing huge, but, yeah, additional penalty.
Yeah, and they said, you know, it could have been worse or it could have affected, like, the tiebreakers. One thing in Vegas, though, the Steelers were three-point underdogs in that game. They covered by 2, so that did affect Pittsburgh covering that game, which is interesting.
Mm.
All right, guys, lock it in. New England over. Talk to you later.
Yeah, we'll lock you in for lunch, Jeff. Thanks very much.
Yep. Big week for you. I feel it.
So you said he's buying lunch?
Oh, we said he's buying
lunch. We always say that every week. Andy slides it in.
Yeah, but he never does it.
That's true. No. It's a bit of a welch.
He and Pettigrew have both gone off the grid when it comes to lunch.
Very.
Is he in your doghouse there?
Very much so in my doghouse. Although I do need his marathon donation. So I love you, Jimmy.
Before we take a break here, we want to make sure we check in with the poll center over there with Mr. Poll himself, Darren Hartwell. What do we got? What do we got today, Darren?
No one knows a poll like Darren Hartwell.
No, he's the poll master.
He's the poll sitter.
I'm not going to deny that. All right. So the first poll, we're talking about Ridley again. Wondering how many carries he will get in today's game. Less than 10, 10
yes.
to 15, 16 to 20, or 20 or more.
Less than 10.
10 to 15.
All right. Less than 10 got 56% leading the votes. 30% had 10 to 15. 10 had 16 to 20. Nobody thinks he'll get 20 or more.
Yeah, he won't.
And where can fans go, Darren, to vote on this?
They can go on the Facebook page.
The web address.
Yep.
Facebook.com/Patriots.
That's the one. I think it's Facebook page. Facebook.com/New England Patriots.
The master of the poll over here. I put him on the spot, and this is what
he did not react well.
I'm gonna
Pete Shepard over here,
like Alex Tanny getting in the game. I'm gonna that trash
can. Halama.
Anyway, just want to make sure you guys stay tuned for Tom Reed of the Cleveland Plain Dealer coming up at 11:45. We're gonna have him. We're gonna have Behind Enemy Lines a little bit later than usual. We usually have him about a half an hour into the show, but we're gonna have him at about 11:45. So you're gonna have to stay tuned.
Do you have a TV commitment?
I think he had other radio duties.
Or is he just eating my bacon?
No, he's eating your bacon while doing other radio duties, I believe. And we'll also have Eric Scalavino.
Don't touch my meat, Tom.
Oh, jeez. We'll also have Eric Scalavino live from the press box, which Paul Perillo will not be present for later.
Just will not be participating.
Just won't be participating.
Later in the show.
He'll be playing the role of Stephen Ridley. Present, but not participant.
Keep the emails and the phone calls coming.
But I won't look sad while doing it.
855-PATS-500, webradiopatriots.com. We're going to go right back to the phones after this break, so sit tight if you're on the line. And more Patriots pregame social after this.
You're listening to the Dunkin' Donuts Patriots pregame social with Mark Bertrand, Paul Perillo, and Andy Hart. Only on the Patriots Facebook page.
NFL Mobile from Verizon is perfect for a guy like me. At home or on the go, NFL Mobile keeps me connected to all the action across the league. I can watch live NFL games on Thursday, Sunday, and Monday nights. Track player and team news, player tweets, watch NFL Network 24/7 and more. Plus, with NFL Mobile, I have real-time access to NFL Red Zone, so I can watch every touchdown from every game on Sunday afternoons. So I'll never be without football. Especially when Jaws and Muffin can't find that oh-so-perfect spot. Oh, hold up. Go, go. That's it. Come on, kick it into hyperdrive. Touchdown!
Get NFL Mobile on America's largest 4G LTE network and discover why more people choose Verizon than any other network. Call *NFL to download NFL Mobile now. Verizon, official wireless provider of the New England Patriots. Airtime message and data usage applies. Available on select smartphones. Coverage not available everywhere. Don't call or text while driving.
It's Jim from Ace Ticket. The New England Patriots are back in action, and Ace Ticket, the Patriots' official fan travel partner, is behind the team. From Foxborough all the way to Miami, Ace Ticket is your official home for all Boston sports tickets. With free and easy pickup in Kenmore Square or across the street from the Boston Garden, or game day pickup at Patriot Place. Ace Ticket is Boston's own ticket agency. We've been serving our customers for over 30 years. Ace always has the best seats at the lowest prices. Whether it's sports, concert, or theater tickets, Ace makes it easy to get the tickets you want and the service you deserve. So treat yourself or impress someone. Go to aceticket.com or call 1-800-MY-SEATS and get the lowest price on the best tickets for all Boston sports teams. And with our free loyalty program, you get 5% back on all orders. Call 1-800-MY-SEATS or visit aceticket.com. Ace Ticket. Sit your ace down.
1-800-MY-SEATS. The Patriots Pro Shop has everything you need to show your pride on game day and every day. Choose from the widest selection of hats, tees, authentic jerseys, autographed memorabilia, and much more, including our new game-worn gear collection, where you can own a piece of authentic Patriots history. The Patriots Pro Shop, located next to Gillette Stadium, is open Monday through Saturday, 10 a.m. to 9 p.m., and Sunday, 10 a.m. to 7 p.m., or shop online 24/7 at PatriotsProShop.com. The Patriots Pro Shop, your team, your store.
Patriot Place in Foxborough is New England's premier entertainment, dining, and shopping destination. Experience the Hall at Patriot Place, presented by Raytheon, an interactive museum dedicated to the history of New England football. The family will want to check out the latest summer movie at Showcase Cinema Deluxe, or a concert or comedy show at Showcase Live. Shop retailers and the region's only best pro shops. And of course, there's always dinner and drinks as you dine outdoors and take in the sunset or the view overlooking Gillette Stadium. Experience world-class medical care at Brigham and Women's Mass General Healthcare Center, located on-site at Patriot Place. The region's only four-star hotel, the Renaissance Hotel and Spa, offers luxurious accommodations, including the ultimate in pampering at Spa Epoche. Special events are always happening at Patriot Place, from Kids Club Storytime every Tuesday to the area's largest classic car display. Patriot Place is located in Foxborough next to Gillette Stadium, and parking is free. Visit patriot-place.com for complete store and restaurant hours and event listings. Patriot Place. Shop, dine, enjoy.
Follow the Patriots like never before with the official Patriots mobile apps for iPhone, Android, and iPad. Get instant access to all the latest news, stats, and analysis, plus live Patriots Game Center. Search New England Patriots in your device's app marketplace to get the latest Patriots news, audio, and video in the palm of your hand. Download the official Patriots mobile apps today and stay connected.
Before Jenny met her new nephew, Wyatt, before she drove to New York, and before she picked up a Boston Red Sox onesie down the street from her Alston studio, Jenny got 1% back on tires, 2% back on snacks, and 3% back on gas using her Bank AmeriCard Cash Rewards credit card. So Jenny got ready to do what she loved with cash rewards she liked. That's the power of the Bank AmeriCard Cash Rewards credit card. That's Bank of America. Life's better when we're connected. With the Bank AmeriCard Cash Rewards credit card, you can earn 1% cash back on all purchases all the time, 2% cash back on groceries, and 3% cash back on gas. Apply today at bankofamerica.com/getcashback. Grocery and gas bonus rewards apply to 1,500 in combined purchases each quarter. Call 1-888-224-8735 for details about credit costs and terms. Copyright 2013 Bank of America Corporation.
Hey guys, I never really got football, but ever since my parents switched to Verizon Fios, I'm a total expert. Fios internet is super fast, so I can stream football movies, download highlights.
Hey, sweetie, I need help with my fantasy lineup.
Dad, I'm doing my video blog.
Sorry.
Anyway, with Fios, the TV picture is crystal clear, so not now. Listen, Fios is 100% fiber optic, so everything's faster than ever, which leaves me time to do other things, like hanging that do not disturb sign on my door.
Upgrade your game this holiday season. Switch to a Fios Triple Play online for just $79.99 a month guaranteed for the first year, plus a $300 holiday bonus with a two-year agreement. Visit gottogetfios.com today for America's fastest, most reliable internet. Technology that lets you rise to greatness. That's powerful. Price is $89.99 a month for months 13 to 24. Rate may increase after 2 years. Verizon Visa prepaid card issued by Metabank, member FDIC. Fios available in select areas. Limited time offer for new customers subscribing to a triple play bundle online with a two-year agreement and ends 1/18/14. Taxes, fees, RSN fee, and other terms apply.
This is Dante Hightower, the New England Patriots, and I get ready for every game with Andy Hart and Paparello on the Patriots Pregame Social.
The famous whistling of Andy Hart. You having fun, Andy? You enjoying it?
Not as much fun as you're having, Kevin.
No, I'm having fun.
It's like your dream. You seem to be enjoying this hosting role.
Nobody likes hearing their voice like you do.
You really embraced it.
Hey, I'm pretty quiet during PFW in progress now.
Thank God.
The last couple of years. I've given you your wish.
You're more than quiet. Generally, when we ask you to do something, you don't answer us right away.
Not, or I'm not even there.
You're playing solitaire.
Yeah, I just leave the booth entirely.
But you do leave to get him like a half a case of soda that you sneak around in an unmarked cardboard box.
I try to take care of my boy
He's
over here.
He's doing a fine job doing that as well.
WebRadioPatriots.com.
Although at some point, when that costs you your job, I'm cutting ties.
That's fine.
You are not stealing those Pepsis on my behalf.
No, that's fine. I never would sell you out like that. I'm not a snitch. I know you're from Everett, Paul. I don't want to
You don't snitch on. Yeah.
No, I know you know a guy that knows a guy that could take care of me.
What'd you say, snitches get stitches?
Yeah, they do. They do.
Or worse.
WebRadioPatriots.com if you want to hit us up on the email. The Ace Ticket Hotline, 855-PATS-500 is the toll-free number. Andy, you want to give a number?
Oh, our friends in Sweden. 02009101 78. Let me say that one more time, just
one
in
more
case
time.
You didn't get it. 02009101 78 for our Swedes.
And we're gonna dive right into these phone calls in one sec, but Dan in Chicago, Andy, wanted to correct us on Columbia. He says, "Hi guys, I've been to Columbia and they have some of the hottest women anywhere. A lot of hourglass figures, number one in my book, and I think many would agree. Also, I think their government...
Plus, he can snort a line off their ass.
Well, he wants to address that issue. Also, I think their government has actually cleaned up a lot of the drug problems, and cartels have now moved to Mexico. So now it's moved over.
Que bueno.
So anyway, that's
it's
a little
moving
correction.
Closer. That's why all those heads were rolling in Mexico.
There we go. Now it's a party. Now it's a party.
I'm not really comfortable with that.
I thought Paul was going to spit out his soda or something.
No.
So we're going to dive right into these phone calls. Armando in California joins us, and he wants to talk about Stephen Ridley. How are you, Armando?
I'm great, man. How are you doing?
We're doing well. Probably a little bit colder than you are out there in Cali.
Actually, the weather's been really kind of bipolar. It's been getting really cold. I'm in Southern California.
So what's on your mind? You want to talk about Stephen Ridley?
Yeah, man. I mean, I was kind of frustrated with his fumbles, but I'm wondering, like, is he still going to be, like, the main running back? Or are they moving him around? Or how do the Patriots feel about him?
He is not going to be the main running back for the foreseeable future, would be my expectation. All reports indicate he is going to play today. If you listen to Jason Lockenfora, that's going to come in the second quarter. And if he does well, his role could expand from there, both in the game and the season. But I am going to be dubious from here on out when I see him carry the football. I don't know how you cannot wonder, is this the play where he puts it on the ground? So,
well, I'm going
to
be honest with you, man. I was a big Danny Woodhead fan. So it was kind of heartbreaking.
So you're closer to him now. You must love it.
I don't like the Chargers or the Raiders, man. I've been a Pats fan since 2005.
I hear you. Hey, so you're the reason we don't win anymore.
Exactly.
You know what? I commend you, though. I mean, since 2005, that was after the titles.
Right. They haven't won a damn thing since you jumped on board this bandwagon, buddy.
There's a shot from Paul Perillo.
That wasn't a shot at him. No, a lot of people jumped on board in week 3 of 2001. You know, Yeah, I give credit to someone who wasn't just the.
What do you want me to do, man? I was in fifth grade.
No, I'm with you. I'm actually commending you.
What's your last name, Armando?
Hernandez, which is very unfortunate.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Yeah. Amigo con grande cabeza.
Jersey in my name because then people will think bad of it.
No relation, right, Armando?
No, nothing.
All right, well, thanks for the call, buddy. Enjoy the game today, okay?
All right, you too.
Take care.
I'm with Andy. I think Ridley, definitely committee member. It's almost back to...
Is he the chair of
the
committee?
It started that he was going to be the guy, and then he fumbled early. And it looked like it was a committee for a little while, and then he took over as the head of the committee again. And
yeah.
Now I think we're back to that committee.
He's the best runner they have.
There's no question.
That's the problem.
There's no question he's the best runner they have.
And the other problem, I talked about this a little bit the other day. Like, you can't even say, okay, he's got a nose for the end zone, so we'll just make him our goal line back. Because
fumbles don't count down there?
Important fumbles of the game would come on the goal line. Because there's no question he does have a pretty good nose for the end zone. 12 touchdowns last year, 7 this year. He was getting a boom, boom every week he was getting in there. But... Like you can't risk it.
It's like that fumble in Carolina when they were going in to score. I think they were like the 15.
I mean, you can argue he lost them the game.
The famous Bertrand quote, that came after that
Richard.
Fumble. That particular fumble. Continuing with Ridley here, Johnny in L.A. writes in, I dislike Ridley so much, I hope he fumbles today so that there's no chance he can screw us in the playoffs.
Why would you dislike him?
That's Johnny in L.A. with a little bit of Ridley hatred.
There's no reason to dislike him, and I dislike everyone. There is no reason to dislike him.
You're very
now,
angry,
the fumbles are dislikable. There's every reason to hate those, but the person, I think, is a pretty good guy. I think he's a pretty good guy.
I enjoy talking to him.
Gotten rid of the onesies.
I have no issues with him. He has not gotten rid of his fashion.
His fashion taste is horrific.
He's very out there.
I agree with you on that. Any little sound thing I've ever needed, he's been more than accommodating to take care of me.
Weird. I mean, the mohawk and the...
Yeah, he's got his own style.
Backpack.
Yeah,
he's
the backpacks.
He's got his own unique
tight jeans, the...
Some of those
My Little Pony moon boots.
Yeah, those moon boots. There.
I mean, he's out there a little bit.
The moon boots in combination with the onesie, he looked like an astronaut, like a child.
That's not what I thought you were going to call him, and I was thinking,
no.
There goes Kevin Collins run as the host of this show,
like a child astronaut.
Some significant snow in Denver, though. That looks like the most out of all of them.
Yeah, and you think they're going to plow the field, Paul, or is that on a tarp? You think on top of
it? Manning's excited,
I guess.
Who we got here, Paul? We got some talent up there.
Yeah, Michelle Beisner, not bad.
No.
Not bad.
Anyway,
a lot of snow around the league, according to the Twitter, as Fred Kirsch would say. I just happened to see some shots at Denver, so I threw it out there.
So let's go out. We're going to continue.
Philly, by the way.
On the
snowing so hard at Lincoln Financial Field that the lights are already on at 11:20 a.m. in the morning.
Let's go get a live weather update from our friend James in Ohio. James, is it snowing in Ohio?
Hello?
Hey, what's up?
Hello?
Well, in Ohio, it is recovering from Friday's blizzard that we had.
Okay.
It is currently snowing, by the way.
Okay. You got a fresh powder? So that game in Cincinnati with the Colts and the Bengals will be affected by the snow?
Oh, I don't know. I hate the Bengals with a passion. One of my best friends is a Bengals fan.
Oh, screw him.
So if you don't want to talk about the Bengals, James, what's on your mind today?
I am wondering... What are the chances that the Patriots can still get the one seed?
Good question.
They need Denver to lose.
I think.
I mean, they have four games that they should win, the Broncos. They have four games that they're going to be heavily favored in. But, as we just talked about,
Mother Nature.
There's a heavy amount of snow falling right now in Denver. If that affects their offense today, the way it affected the offense when it was here in New England, in Foxborough.
Is it windy?
You know, who knows?
No, it's not windy.
Oh, it didn't look it because the snow was falling and it wasn't blowing
around.
It's
not windy. It was about a 5-mile-an-hour wind when I checked the forecast.
They'll be fine.
My guess is that Denver will probably win out and get that number one seed. And my feeling is the Patriots are going to win out and get the number two seed as well.
Yeah,
I know a lot of people
might not even have to.
No, I don't think so.
I don't because you're a game up, and I think those other teams are all going to have losses.
Yeah, I think
the winner of today's game between the Colts and the Bengals has a very good chance to win out.
Yeah, I don't.
I'm with Andy on this one, which kind of scares me.
But I don't think it's going to matter because the Patriots are going to win out.
I'm against you on that one, Paul. I don't think I'm not sold that the Patriots are going to win out.
You think they're never going to a Super Bowl again?
No, I think today. I think you're definitely trying to root for Indianapolis as we discussed in that slop fest. I don't like their. I don't like their odds.
I would root for Indianapolis. Yeah. If, you know, if I were a Patriots fan, because I think the Bengals' chances of winning out are much, much better than the Colts.
The Bengals
have three home games out of their four, and their only difficult game is against Pittsburgh at Pittsburgh.
And then they have Baltimore at home.
In a game that if they need it, I think they'll beat them.
Yeah, so they have two divisional games, Pittsburgh and Baltimore, in their last four. Indy, after playing Cincy today, has Houston at home, which is going to be a win. But they go at Arrowhead, at Kansas City, which is going to be a tough game. So I think that there's a good chance.
That's why you root for Indianapolis, because their chances of winning out are less than the.
I'm with you. I'm with you there, but Bengals. I don't think either team will win out. Thanks to James in Ohio for that call.
You guys, if you don't think the Patriots are going to win out, then certainly.
No, I don't.
If you don't think the Patriots are going to win out, then I wouldn't think that the Bengals will.
I don't think any of them are going to win out.
I don't think that favors the Patriots.
I think the Patriots are a virtual lock to win out.
Really?
To be honest with you.
Hmm. So now Paul's taking the optimism torch from Andy, which is.
Andy, you were optimistic?
Oh, absolutely. While you were doing your radio hit, we did a little over-under game. It was amazing. He was over on everything.
I think the eggnog latte was really giving me a positive
a little kick to it.
And it's gone.
Apparently those have more than coffee, I was told.
Now he's Mr. Negative. Back
you don't look like you had a little kick to it.
Well, I'm done.
I'm crashing already. I'm coming down hard.
A quick follow-up.
More hot!
A quick follow-up for Johnny in L.A. He says, I dislike the fumbling, not the man.
Oh, okay.
So he wants to be corrected.
Well, you need to be more specific.
Corrected.
You said he basically said he couldn't stand Stephen Ridley.
Right, and I understand what you said, because you could make an argument if you didn't really like the guy that much, not the personality, but you didn't like the running back that much, root for him to fumble again and then shelve him because you don't think he's that good. Because that's what it'll, if he fumbles one more time, I don't think you're going to see him again. So
Bill's going to be like, this time I really mean it. You can't fumble anymore.
Well, that's kind of how I feel about it. I mean, if he's going to be active today, I wonder what the Dog and Pony Show was all about last week.
Yeah,
I mean, to be honest with you, I don't agree with it.
If he fumbles again, they'll make him stand on the sideline with two footballs.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, look a little sadder this week.
Yeah.
I don't know. I just either play him or not. I mean, I could see an argument either way. I don't see the argument for both.
So you showed him. He stood on the sideline for a week.
Yeah.
We'll continue moving through some of these emails. They're rolling in at webradiopatriots.com. Nathan in probably sunny Southern California. Hey, guys.
Nate!
I know this isn't exactly a preview of the AFC Championship game. However, how do you think the Pats D will match up against Gordon specifically? With Tlaib playing zone last week, possibly due to an injury, I'm afraid that he'll get his yards. Also, with Mike Lombardi being a part of this organization, do you think there's any added emphasis to beat Bill Belichick like last time we played the Browns? I know that it was completely different with Mangini and Rob Ryan, but I think there's some concerns.
Yeah,
Nathan
no.
in Southern California.
No. I mean, he has a knowledge of Belichick that may aid them in some way in the week leading up, but it's not the emotional thing like having your head coach and coordinators be former Belichick assistants. So,
yeah,
it's not nearly at that level.
No, and there's no animosity.
Right.
Lombardi is fond of telling you at every turn how close he is with Bill.
How great he is.
I actually heard a Cleveland guy sort of making fun of Lombardi a little bit during the week this week on one of the local shows, saying how, Lombardi is best friends with Bill. At least that's what he'll tell you.
Yeah.
Was the sarcastic way that I wish I remember who it was that was talking. But
Tom Reed?
In Cleveland, I think that they look at Lombardi as a little bit of a sort of overrated entity at this point.
Okay, I agree with the entire city of Cleveland.
Based on
Cleveland
some of the stuff I heard this week.
We should ask Tom Reed when we get him on.
We will.
And supposedly he doesn't have a huge say.
Right.
He's not like the almighty decision maker there that I think people think
he is. He's the GM in a place where the GM is not the highest seat at the table.
Continuing to pound through these emails, Liam from the UK, and I'm wondering if Liam is actually here because he says...
No, he's looking for his daughter.
But he says, I've always wanted to come to Gillette and watch the Patriots. That's the lead line. So I'm wondering, Liam, are you in the parking lot? Are you back at home? Did the UK Pats not take you? Anyway, his question is Edelman a solid second-string receiver, or do the Patriots need to look down the depth
Time
chart?
Out. Inactives.
Go ahead.
Steve Boharnas, Aaron Dobson, Brandon Bolden, Jake Beckett, Michael Omanawanui, Kenbrell Tompkins, Marcus Cannon are your inactives. Both rookie receivers to recap. Brandon Bolden is replaced on the inactive list or the active list by Stephen Ridley. Those guys swap out.
Mm-hmm.
And Jake Beckett is Jake Beckett.
Yeah,
I wonder what
happened in Kevin, you remember, because I know you were listening very intently to the roster report on Friday.
I was.
Brandon Bolden was a DNP on Friday, not injury related.
Yeah, that was confusing.
And
both
I thought
of us.
That was very, very odd.
Second time in 2 weeks or 3 weeks?
For him?
Remember the whole when he wasn't out there and Eric couldn't, whatever?
Yes, I do. So I wonder if this is something to do with that. And then in which case, if this is why Ridley is active today, you know, who knows?
So,
or would they both be active? I don't know.
So a banged up Kembrel Tompkins out, Austin Colley in.
Austin Colley in. Josh Boyce. I'm saying it. Today is Josh Boyce's day for a big play on offense. Today is the day.
Are we talking kick return or reception?
Offense.
Where's our guy from last week who predicted eight catches?
It could be an end around.
Where's our guy from last week who predicted eight catches?
Yeah.
He needs to email in again.
Yeah, I don't think he's going to get eight catches, maybe the rest of the season.
Well, how many kickoffs were there? Did he catch seven kickoffs?
Caught quite a few.
34
points.
Might have caught six or seven.
Okay.
Didn't return them all.
But he caught them all.
Had to have been seven.
And then he caught a pass.
Maybe
he caught eight passes.
Yeah. He didn't. So anyway, getting back to Liam from the UK, want to make sure.
67 yards for him today through the year.
Want to make sure
how many?
Answer.
67.
67.
Want to make sure we answer poor Liam's question here, Andy.
Axe.
He's asking, is Edelman, you know, basically their second string receiver for the future, or in the offseason, should they look to draft, trade, or acquire a free agent as a second-tier guy? And I'm wondering if he considers Edelman the second-tier guy, who's the first?
Well, Amendola.
Okay.
Well, you got $30 million wrapped up in him.
Certainly not from what I've seen.
I would put
this year.
Dobson in as the other guy. Now, he's obviously banged up right now, but moving forward, he's a second-round pick. You've invested
in
him. I
think either of those options are the right. The option is your young guys get older and experienced and better. You have three guys.
That's what I would hope. You have three guys, and Dobson,
Edelman,
to me, is the one that's at the top of the list.
You may lose Edelman to an offer from somebody as a free agent.
Highly plausible, Andy.
But theoretically, have you not seen enough from... Well, two of the three anyway to think they could be good next year, Dobson and or Tompkins, and maybe Boyce. Who knows what Boyce is going to be.
I think you've seen flashes from those two.
Yeah.
And Boyce, we just...
You had a 50-50 chance.
Boyce is more of an incomplete. We just haven't seen enough. But the other two, you've seen flashes. You know, they're going to probably end up with somewhere around 45 to 50 catches each. Well, depending on health, too. And I guess now you could end up with whatever they have now if they're not able to play much more in December.
Good point, Paul.
But I think that you saw some signs that those two guys can be contributing people, and I think Dobson in particular has a chance to be a solid complementary receiver.
So diving,
do you think he has a chance to be special? Because
nope,
I don't.
No chance in hell.
No, me neither.
That's a little harsh. No, I don't think.
No chance in hell. Yeah, man, Andy, you've done a complete 180.
I'm crashing
40
quick.
Minutes ago.
I'll be asleep by game time.
But continuing trying to move through some of these phone calls here, we got a couple open lines. 855-PATS-500 is the toll-free. 855-PATS-500, which is 855-728.
Screw you, international listeners. If someone doesn't call right now from Australia,
here we go. Here's the blow-up.
1-800-429-286. That's 1-800-429-286. Then we are going to get rid of the entire toll-free number program globally.
Wow, that's a
somebody
threat.
Call in right now.
I love
now.
When Andy really gets desperate for an international call, he always goes to Australia.
Well,
it's his go-to.
Yeah.
There you go. So anyway, we're going to keep moving through these phone calls. Kenny in Baltimore checks in on the Patriots pregame social. Kenny, how are you?
Hey. Hello?
Yeah, you're on.
Yo, yo, yo.
Hey, man, I got a question, man. Why is not Brady getting enough love for MVP?
Because his numbers aren't very good.
Oh, Andy, jeez.
He struggled early in the year. Now, I understand your point is MVP, he's carried this team to the record, and he's dealt with the personnel issues. But on some level, a part of it, and I think he'll probably get some love when all said and done. But you got to produce.
I'm just looking at the whole team and what we had to come through, Gronk being hurt, receivers dropping balls, people fumbling, the defense.
But the defense was great for half the
season.
I think
he should be number one.
I don't.
I disagree.
I don't think he played all that well in the first half of the season.
Well,
I think lately when everybody came back,
he's right. Played
well.
Yeah, he didn't play that well last week either.
He had big numbers, but I thought he was off early last week.
And he got bailed out by his tight end on the first score for sure.
Yeah, he threw an easy pick, which should have been a bomb to his tight end.
Yeah.
Then he threw a ball that should have been at best incomplete, turned into a touchdown thanks to his tight end.
We discussed, if that's Zach Sudfeld, that's a pick somehow.
Yep.
I just look at the whole totality of it because you look at the other quarterbacks in the league that had no production. Look at their team record and look at our record.
Yeah, but the totality of it
what
is
quarterbacks
a man who
have
went
no
one
production?
Of 12, one of 12 in third down, who was completing 50% of his passes or worse. He just wasn't that good early in the year. Whatever the reason.
I mean, he didn't have nobody to throw the ball to. Just think about it. You got
and they didn't score any points. So it was,
exactly.
You know, in his grand scheme of things,
no
he's
one's
as
blaming
great
it all on
ever.
Him.
Right,
but
you can't get MVP votes for sucking.
Yeah, you're right. You probably is right. But I just looked at his receivers that D dropped the passes.
Yep.
I looked at every Patriots game this year. It's just that I can't blame everything on Brady because
absolutely not.
But there's a happy medium between not blaming him for everything and giving him an MVP award.
And I do think he'll get some attention for MVP because of the record and all that they went through that you just talked about.
Probably just discussion though, not actual voting.
But if you look at it, Brady didn't will them to a lot of wins. Now he willed them, I thought to a couple, but I thought defensively they were great early in the year. In some big spots against bad teams like the Jets at home.
Wilfork and Mayo got hurt early in the year, so the defense fell off real early during the season.
Yeah, in the second, Wilfork got hurt early. Mayo got hurt in week 6 or 7. The defense was responsible for about 3 or 4 of the wins in the first 6 or 7 weeks. 13-10 over the Jets. The opening day win when the Patriots turned the ball over like 3 times. The defense just kept getting the ball back for them and giving them a chance. The New Orleans game that they came back and won, Brady had 3 chances.
Yeah.
Because of the defense.
Did absolutely nothing with the first two.
He did something. He turned it over.
He threw a pick.
Yeah.
He went four and out.
On a Hail Mary to Edelman.
Right?
Yeah.
They went 4 and out. The Saints kicked a field goal.
Yeah.
Then they got the ball back and Brady threw a pick.
He threw a punch.
And they went 3 and out. And then he went down and scored the touchdown.
Yeah.
But if the defense doesn't come up big twice.
Yeah. He never gets a chance.
He never gets a chance for that comeback.
To add to Andy's point, too, about him not playing well last week, one of the things that I'm looking for in today's game is that he gets off to a quicker start. I know we focused on the team getting back off to a quicker start, but I feel that in a lot of these games, he's been specifically off.
He's been a little off early in the game. Yeah, I agree with you.
Could be the broken hand he's playing with or whatever that issue
is. Yeah, I think he is banged up. Listen, I think he is, the caller, I'm sorry that I forgot the name, but he's right in all of this stuff. Thank you for the call, Kenny. All the stuff that that Brady went through, and he found a way to gut out wins, and there's something to be said for that. He's to be commended for that because he was able to make enough plays when he had to, like that first game of the year against Buffalo, and they had to go down and kick a field goal at the end of the game. He was able to convert a couple of big third downs with some big throws to Edelman and Amendola, Vereen. They made some big plays in that game, even though they didn't have a great game overall. He made plays when he had to, and that's the big part of the reason why they're 9-3 and not, somewhere like 5-4, which they easily could have been had they just had an average quarterback playing with all those problems.
Yep. Follow up on the inactives, we should mention also that Alphonso Dennard, not his cousin Dennard, is active after being out last weekend after missing the last 2 practices of the week while in his. Various court appearances in the state of Nebraska. He is active and going to play today, so that's good.
Good news for the Patriots. Got to sneak in a quick timeout here, but coming up after this break, Tom Reed of the Cleveland Plain Dealer will take us behind enemy lines.
More hard-hitting facts and analysis coming up next on the Dunkin' Donuts Patriots pregame social.
NFL Mobile from Verizon is perfect for a guy like me. At home or on the go, NFL Mobile keeps me connected to all the action across the league. I can watch live NFL games on Thursday, Sunday, and Monday nights. Track player and team news, player tweets, watch NFL Network 24/7 and more. Plus, with NFL Mobile, I have real-time access to NFL Red Zone, so I can watch every touchdown from every game on Sunday afternoons. So I'll never be without football. Especially when Jaws and Muffin can't find that oh-so-perfect spot. Oh, hold up. Go. That's it. Come on, kick it in hyperdrive. Touchdown! Ha-ha!
Get NFL Mobile on America's largest 4G LTE network and discover why more people choose Verizon than any other network. Call *NFL to download NFL Mobile now. Verizon, official wireless provider of the New England Patriots. Airtime message and data usage applies. Available on select smartphones. Coverage not available everywhere. Don't call or text while driving.
It's Jim from Ace Ticket. The New England Patriots are back in action, and Ace Ticket, the Patriots' official fan travel partner, is behind the team, from Foxborough all the way to Miami. Ace Ticket is your official home for all Boston sports tickets, with free and easy pickup in Kenmore Square or across the street from the Boston Garden, or game day pickup at Patriot Place. Ace Ticket is Boston's own ticket agency. We've been serving our customers for over 30 years. Ace always has the best seats at the lowest prices. Whether it's sports, concert, or theater tickets, Ace makes it easy to get the tickets you want and the service you deserve. So treat yourself or impress someone. Go to aceticket.com or call 1-800-MY-SEATS and get the lowest prices prices on the best tickets for all Boston sports teams. And with our free loyalty program, you get 5% back on all orders. Call 1-800-MY-SEATS or visit aceticket.com. Ace Ticket. Sit your ace down.
1-800-MY-SEATS. 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 1-800-MY-SEATS.
The Patriots Pro Shop has everything you need to show your pride on game day and every day. Choose from the widest selection of hats, tees, authentic jerseys, autographed memorabilia, and much more, including our new game-worn gear collection, where you can own a piece of authentic Patriots history. The Patriots Pro Shop, located next to Gillette Stadium, is open Monday through Saturday, 10 a.m. to 9 p.m., and Sunday, 10 a.m. to 7 p.m., or shop online 24/7 at PatriotsProShop.com. The Patriots Pro Shop, your team, your store.
Patriot Place in Foxborough is New England's premier entertainment, dining, and shopping destination. Experience the Hall at Patriot Place, presented by Raytheon, an interactive museum dedicated to the history of New England football. The family will want to check out the latest summer movie at Showcase Cinema Deluxe, or a concert or comedy show at Showcase Live. Shop retailers and the region's only Bass Pro Shops. And of course, there's always dinner and drinks as you dine outdoors and take in the sunset or the view overlooking Gillette Stadium. Experience world-class medical care at Brigham and Women's Mass General Healthcare Center, located on-site at Patriot Place. The region's only four-star hotel, the Renaissance Hotel and Spa, offers luxurious accommodations, including the ultimate in pampering at Spa Epoche. Special events are always happening at Patriot Place, from Kids Club Storytime every Tuesday to the area's largest classic car display. Patriot Place is located in Foxborough next to Gillette Stadium, and parking is free. Visit patriot-place.com for complete store and restaurant hours and event listings. Patriot Place. Shop, dine, enjoy.
Follow the Patriots like never before with the official Patriots mobile apps for iPhone, Android, and iPad. Get instant access to all the latest news, stats, and analysis, plus live Patriots Game Center. Search New England Patriots in your device's app marketplace to get the latest Patriots news, audio, and video in the palm of your hand. Download the official Patriots mobile apps today and stay connected.
Before Jenny met her new nephew, Wyatt, before she drove to New York, and before she picked up a Boston Red Sox onesie down the street from her Alston studio, Jenny got 1% back on tires, 2% back on snacks, and 3% back on gas using her Bank AmeriCard Cash Rewards credit card. So Jenny got ready to do what she loved with cash rewards she liked. That's the power of the Bank AmeriCard Cash Rewards credit card. That's Bank of America. Life's better when we're connected. With the Bank AmeriCard Cash Rewards credit card, you can earn 1% cash back on all purchases all the time, 2% cash back on groceries, and 3% cash back on gas. Apply today at bankofamerica.com/getcashback. Grocery and gas bonus rewards apply to 1,500 in combined purchases each quarter. Call 1-888-224-8735 for details about credit costs and terms. Copyright 2013 Bank of America Corporation.
Hey guys, I never really got football, but ever since my parents switched to Verizon Fios, I'm a total expert. Fios internet is super fast, so I can stream football movies, download highlights.
Hey, sweetie, I need help with my fantasy lineup.
Dad, I'm doing my video blog.
Sorry.
Anyway, with Fios, the TV picture is crystal clear, so not now. Listen, Fios is 100% fiber optic, so everything's faster than ever, which leaves me time to do other things, like hanging that Do Not Disturb sign on my door.
Upgrade your game this holiday season. Switch to a Fios Triple Play online for just $79.99 a month, guaranteed for the first year, plus a $300 holiday bonus with a two-year agreement. Visit gottogetfios.com today for America's fastest, most reliable internet. Technology that lets you rise to greatness. That's powerful. Price is $89.99 a month for months 13 to 24. Rate may increase after 2 years. Verizon Visa prepaid card issued by Metabank, member FDIC. Fios available in select areas. Limited time offer for new customers subscribing to a triple play bundle online with a two-year agreement and ends 1/18/14. Taxes, fees, RSN fee, and other terms apply.
Just in time for the holidays, we present to you a Very Angry Browns Fan Christmas, a superb record collection featuring Cleveland holiday classics. Just listen.
You know Campbell and Hoyer, Tim Couch, Kelly Holcomb, Dilfer, Garcia, McCown, and Ty Detmer. But do you recall the oldest rookie of all? Weed in the red-haired QB cost a very high draft pick. And if you ever saw him, you would say he plays like
best catch the ball, don't drop the ball, no seem to say cut him today.
Trade him, trade him, trade.
Andy, do you want to sit along for this one?
Trade.
No. I don't know these, but I like them. Welcome back to the Dunkin' Donuts Patriots pregame social. Listening to a little bit of the angry Browns fan.
I gave you my heart, but the very first play, you threw it away. Next year, save me from tears and draft someone real special.
Special.
This is my favorite one right here.
Release Greg Little.
My favorite one. My favorite one.
Release Greg Little. Release Greg Little, his hands are broke, he can't catch the ball.
My favorite one, with Andy's little Mexican trumpet.
Way up in your lows, Jimmy H. Do you see what I see?
Do you see what I see?
From way up in the sky, Jimmy H. Do you see what I see?
Do you see what I see?
A team. Without a QB and a back who looks 63.
He's really old.
He's really old.
Really old. Looks 63.
I don't care. That's good stuff.
It's great stuff.
Oh, the players out there are frightful. But that snuckin' liquor's delightful.
It's a good one.
And
wish I had some snuckin' liquor.
Let him go, let him go, let him go.
That's good stuff.
Right anyway, there. That is the angry Cleveland Browns fan who's becoming a quick YouTube sensation. I believe he's made the rounds on NFL Network.
Yep.
We actually had him on Football Nation earlier this week as a guest. He's a really nice guy, and I guess you can even submit lyrics of your own to these songs if you're a Browns fan, and he'll, you know, if they're good enough, if they make the cut.
Incorporate them.
He'll incorporate them into his next video, and he actually shoots. There's actually video to go with the audio, and he's got the Christmas lights in the background. He does a few little dance moves, and he actually shoots everything in his basement. So it's not
his or his mom's?
I think his. Okay. I believe it's. We didn't ask if it was his mom's. But it looks very legit for being shot in a basement. But back here on the Dunkin' Donuts Patriots pregame social, Andy Hart, Paul Perillo, Darren Hartwell in the poll center, Big Matt in the booth, I'm Kevin Collins, 855-PATS-500, webradiopatriots.com, and hit up Andy on Twitter, at Jumbo Hart, using the hashtag PPGS. Paul is at PFW Paul, and if you even care, I'm Pats Radio underscore Kevin.
We don't.
I know. I figured you didn't, but I figured I'd throw it in there at least once. Gonna since we can't get.
Now, is like your dad or mom listening today?
I don't think either one of them are listening. Yeah. No.
Just figured you reached the high of your career.
No, just my roommate. I believe maybe. I don't know.
You have a roommate?
Yeah, and maybe the girlfriend too, if I'm lucky.
You
if
bet
she's
a whole
still
Fred's
with me
not
after
listening.
So anyway. moving on, we're going to try to get Tom Reed. He's probably busy up in the press box of the Cleveland Plain Dealer. Moving through
blown
some of these emails.
By Tom Reed.
We have our good friend Travis in Collierville who sent us those great cookies.
Yes.
With his daughter that he made. He wants to give a shout out, and a lot of people I won't let, you know, give a shout out, but Travis is one of those special emailers slash callers. He wants to congratulate his sister. Because she's a former Patriot cheerleader.
Nice.
Her name is Heidi, and she just got engaged on her birthday yesterday.
To who?
He doesn't say. It's not me. I know
that.
So he wants to say, welcome to the family. Here we go. Welcome to the family, Stan. So she got engaged to a guy named Stan.
Stan
the man.
Stan solid.
And go Pats.
Stan can do your taxes.
So thanks, Travis, Stanley. For checking in. We want to continue moving through these. Stefan, hey, guys, love the show. I see a blowout with Gronk having a big day.
Me too.
Just a quick question. How does Andy still have a job? I'm guessing Mr. Kraft doesn't listen to the show. Love you, Andy. Keep up the good work, guys.
No. See, the little-known fact here is
that fact.
Both Robert Kraft and Jonathan Kraft have very good senses of humor and are very big Howard Stern fans and, you know, are okay as long as we're not overly offensive.
And they don't listen.
And they don't listen, but they are well aware that this is barroom boy talk humor.
Yeah, we take it over the line sometimes, but we try not to.
What do you mean sometimes?
I said sometimes.
We take it.
I have never once crossed the line.
Oh, please. You live on the line and frequently, you know, meander across.
No, you should not. I am not Mike Tomlin.
I have all the
stay where I'm supposed to.
Yeah, I have all the audio to kind of prove.
Pepe, just find any.
I was sick of it because it sucked.
Yeah, find any drop of Andy, and you know you'll find him crossing. The Gary Kubiak,
cornerback out of
LSU. Bit of a stroke of bad luck the other day. Got fired.
Yeah, that was a little.
I didn't fire the guy. What's meaner, making a joke or firing him while he's ill?
I will say, well, he didn't get fired while he was ill.
He's got a small penis and he's drunk a lot. That's why he's
showing his classy response.
Classy act.
That was very
by
nice.
Him. So I know someone said I can never recall anybody doing that. I couldn't either. A fired coach.
Especially if you're fired.
Because he knows you should have been fired 4 years ago.
But that was a classy gesture. For those who don't
know.
Got
an extra 4 years out of it.
He took out an ad in the, I assume, the Houston Chronicle.
Yes. Do they have another paper?
I don't know. That's why I said I assume. Just to thank, you know, Houston and the fans and for all the, you know, he was there for a long time.
Didn't James Casey just do that when he went to Philadelphia?
Oh, that happens all the time with players.
Players,
go from one city to another.
Especially
a guy
classy
that gets,
fullbacks
a coach
like
that
Jimmy
gets,
Casey.
A coach that gets fired, I can't recall anyone. You know, like, my boy Drew did that for the local papers when he got traded from here to Buffalo. But I see players do that stuff all the time. I can't remember a coach who got fired in one city and took out an ad, when he left. But
you know that,
I have to say that he deserved to get fired.
Yes. I believe the numbers are Bill Belichick is 9-4 in this series.
9-4
I believe
in
he went
series.
5-2 with the Browns and 4-2 with the Patriots, or 5-2 with the Patriots against the other. Little known fact.
All right.
That's the kind of info you get here on the Dunkin' Donuts Patriots.
That's right.
Pre-game
that's why you
got to
read PFW. You got to get all the info. Willis McGahee.
The back who looks 63. We're going
to
do that shortly. We're just trying to move through some of these emails because we have a lot that are backed up. As Fred would say, a lot of emails.
Read one.
Next one, our good friend Al from Italy. Now, should I try to read this in the accent?
Fat Al from Italy.
Al from Italy. To be honest, there's nothing to say about this game. We must win hands down. Last week, Ridley looked so sad. He deserves a chance. Less Andy, more Paula.
Well put.
How was
less
that?
Accent.
Well put, Al.
I tried.
As usual.
I tried to fill
I know
the
you
Fred
tried,
fish.
And as I said earlier, sometimes you miss it good enough.
Anyway.
Why do you morph into Cartman when you do that?
Because he sings that.
At least I tried an Italian accent, unlike Andy, who would have tried, like, you know, Australian or something like that.
No.
Yeah. You never
I
get
don't
them
even
right.
know what the accent is. It's usually some sort of German/Russian.
And then he slips Russian. But he slips into Spanish.
That's my Giselle
too.
Accent.
Your Giselle accent, I have no idea what you're trying to
do. Give me your Giselle accent.
I don't have one.
Okay, thank you. Well, at least
in
I
English,
try.
In English, please, Andy.
It's not the man. It's not the critic from afar. It's the man in the arena.
But
I'm in the arena trying accents
I can't
here.
Really remember ever really Teddy hearing Roosevelt her quote? Speak.
We have our good friend. Our good friend.
I don't hear a lot from Giselle. Like, I don't hear a lot of interviews with her speaking to try to impersonate her accent.
You know I don't speak Spanish. In English, please.
Our good friend Nick checking in says this is one of the games, unlike all of us, this is one of the games he's been looking forward to all year. And you might ask why.
Why?
Right? Mainly because he has a dinner riding on it. Let's go, Pats. Oh, that's my phone.
Stop it.
Is that like the Harlem Shake or something?
It was the Harlem Shake.
Am I wrong about that?
So much for vibrate, huh?
Wow.
Oh, it was vibrating.
Hey now.
Extra vibrate.
Hey now.
All right, well, good luck. I think you're going to win a dinner. I'm assuming you have the Patriots.
That's what a Fox
says. One more email question for Andy before we get to keys to the game. Armando, our good friend Armando.
He's back.
Our good friend Armando from California, who we spoke to earlier.
Yes, I
said he forgot to ask, is Steve Gregory playing today, Andy?
Yes.
He is.
He played last week. He's back. He's ready. He may still have his cast on, which is only better.
Starting secondary intact, says the poll center.
For at least a play.
Yep. For now.
So, time now.
So, sorry.
You know, can I do this? Do I have permission?
Can I finish?
I have no respect for you as a host.
That's okay. Time now for Andy and Paul's Keys to the Game.
You've waited all week for it.
Oh, I can't wait.
Here are Andy and Paul's Keys to the Game.
And I couldn't wait either. I've been wanting to do this my entire life since I made this bit. Andy, you want to go first?
I'll let Paul go first.
No, Paul wants. He's letting the old man go first.
Well, I'm hoping...
That's that NFL fumes. Films music. Sorry.
Yeah, to me, this is another cliche-ridden keys to the game.
Show up.
I think you need to get off to a fast start. I think, you know, I said it last week and it didn't happen, and you ended up getting in a dogfight. You ended up having the other team with the ball down three, with the potential to have the last possession and last score of the game, and the Patriots defense came up with a stop when it had to. Don't let that happen this week. Get off to a good, strong start. Get out in front. Help your defense out. The defense is banged up. Let the defense play the way it has in the past, making the team one-dimensional. Get a two-score lead early and take some pressure off those banged-up guys on defense. Don't give Cleveland a chance to hang around and think that they're playing really well and have a chance to win and gain some confidence at that. And I'll let Andy have the obvious X's and O's one.
I only have one X's and O's one. Don't let Josh Gordon kill you.
That's the obvious X's and O's one.
And I guess don't turn the ball over 17 times. Oh, but yeah, Josh Gordon, we always say, if you just give Bill Belichick one thing to take away, he's usually successful doing it. As the poll center just mentioned, the secondary appears to be relatively healthy, so you have your weapons in place to do whatever you want to do, whether that's match up Talib with some help over the top, do zone, whatever. Just don't let him kill you, because if I were Jason Campbell, Gordon all day. Just keep feeding him the ball, see if he can break some plays, because he is a dangerous, dangerous player. You know, I know a lot of people want to put Jordan Cameron. They have two weapons. Well, Jordan Cameron was a weapon like 3 months ago.
Yeah, he's been very slow lately.
He hasn't done anything. He hasn't reached the end zone since mid-October. His numbers were very much swayed towards the early season. Now, obviously, you don't want to let him break out against you, and he certainly is a physical talent and has some ability. But to me, the biggest thing, you don't have to worry about the run. You don't have to worry about the quarterback running. You don't have to worry about too many receivers. Don't let Josh Gordon put a ridiculous streak together and go for another two Bills.
This should not be one of those games where we're looking back and saying, well, of course they gave up some rushing yards. You know, yep. They're all banged up. This yep. is a team right. that should not get 150 yards rushing.
It's a skeleton, a 67-year-old skeleton.
Averaging less than 3 yards a carry.
2.8 yards per carry.
We're gonna dive back into the emails here, webradiopatriots.com. Also want to encourage you to call 855-PATS-500, which
and
is
screw you, Australia.
728-7500.
Andy's not happy
Andy,
with
try a different country?
Callers.
Although, you want to try a different country, Andy?
It's probably like, really like the middle of the night. Probably the middle of the night there, and they're probably going to get up for game time. Yeah. So
Plus, it's Cleveland.
Do you want to try?
Going to get up
do you want to try
all?
A different?
One more number.
Yeah. Let's try one more.
Now I'm going to my homies, the UK.
Okay.
0800163851. As it rolls off the tongue yet again in the UK, 0800016 3851. Put down your what do they drink over there? That motor oil. Guinness.
Motor oil.
Put down your Guinness and give
goodness.
Us a call.
Motor oil. Anyway.
Because it's good for them.
So
right?
speaking,
there it's 5 o'clock in the afternoon.
Speaking of UK, our good friend Liam who wrote in earlier.
I'm not K.
He wanted to answer the UK. He wanted to answer our questions.
No, UK.
He said, I didn't go to the game today. It's hard for me to go with the UK Pats fans. I'll be watching the game on NFL Game Pass like I do every week. So that
nice.
Might be an option for our good friend down in Colombia. And he considers Amendola to be the first string because you think he'll be solid in the future.
There must be some nice mansions available in Colombia if the
yeah.
government has run all the cartels out.
I'm
like
you.
These compounds with, like, I'm sure fences and gun turrets. And,
gated yeah. communities.
Gun
turret. What
I might look into I might look into buying a Colombian compound. That's
really?
Where Tom should
you
go.
Know,
buy some alpacas
you should
to
look
guard
into
it.
That.
Buy some
you
alpacas
should.
To guard it.
And then I'll just start up the drug business.
You like your land. Why don't
do.
You just build that stuff on your own land?
Yeah,
I like my land in America. Though.
You have a mansion.
Yeah, so build
up
some
there
walls around your property.
Build a moat.
The
you
grounds.
Should build a moat. Put an alligator in it.
You have room for a moat?
Yeah, put an alligator in it.
I don't have any water, though.
No?
Well, you could take care of that. Just put your own
truck in the water?
Yeah.
No.
Where am I getting the money?
Turn the hose on.
Yeah, turn the hose on. That's what I was going
to
say.
My water bill would be through the roof.
That's okay. You got money.
No, I don't.
You're on this side of the glass. I'm in a different tax bracket.
Turn
over
the
here
neighbor's
today.
Hose on.
Yeah, that's a good.
That's on. A good idea too.
I try not to touch my.
You got a
hose.
You got a pond you can drain, like dig a trench downhill.
No, pool, I've always pond. Wanted to have water on my property. Never have.
You should just make a pond, Andy.
I've thought of it because in the yeah. lower back corner of the field, it tends to drain down that way. And I was thinking maybe I could
see.
That.
Here I am thinking I'm being totally ridiculous, and he comes out with I have thought of it.
Well, no, because in the winter when it rains and the ground's kind of frozen, all the water pools back there. It freezes. My neighbors do
could
ice skate
rink,
back
yeah.
there, and I was thinking if I helped it out with a little.
Next thing you know, Andy will be dying. Not dying. I hope you don't die. But he
I'm going to die someday.
He will be buying a duck boat like Jake Peavy to go through, four-wheeling through his land.
And I'm not getting a duck boat. I get the military version. There's a place in New Bedford I drive by
one?
All the time.
Yeah.
No, it's just like a gray kind
smaller,
of
smaller, a little bit
warship.
Smaller?
No, bigger.
Bigger.
Big ass.
Wow.
Looks like and I've told my wife, if I ever win the lottery, I'm buying one.
That's impressive. I think we have a pregame social first. I know this usually comes in the postgame.
What, a terrible show?
Well,
it's not a first. Don't
no,
worry.
No, we usually have our friend Duke, I believe, who writes in a haiku. We have Karen Rock, who's a Patriots fan, that wrote a poem about today's game.
Is it good?
I don't know. I
last
really
time we
read.
Had a poem, Paul read it as a rap.
Paul, I'm gonna. Paul, I'm gonna.
Good. You have to admit that was good.
Paul, I'm gonna let you judge this poem, okay?
I'm not the judge.
As my,
I will. I'm an English major.
Right,
I'll judge it.
All right, be critical here.
Oh, what? Hello.
As my feet hit the floor, my mind started to race. For football Sunday is here, getting ready to cheer. It would be a disgrace.
I don't like it at all to start.
Not. To not have wings
is
this and beer.
Iambic pentameter?
I don't know what it is. To not have wings and beer in this place, so go off
Is that why I had to wait?
Go. So, I think this could be the narrator that's ruining this.
No, so off to the store I go. Oh, what a place. Tom Brady is fearless. I know I won't be cheerless. Get ready to cry Whedon, because ain't no team better at freezing than the New England Patriots, who will be seizing...
Freezing Whedon don't rhyme.
No, they don't. Who will be seizing season this day at their home.
Season and freezing rhyme.
Yeah.
Oh, it say it right.
Oh, it won't be pleasing was the end of it.
I appreciate
the effort, but I don't know about that.
And I do think Kevin hurt you in his
delivery.
Yeah, I certainly didn't help you out.
Fred, whereas the rap became much better a couple years ago when I read it.
Right.
Because I helped it out.
Yeah.
But K-Rock.
Because I was down with
that. Sounds like a radio station.
K-Rock.
We're live here at K-Rock, K-Rock LA.
K-Rock 97.9.
K-Rock, give it one more try. I appreciate the effort.
Yeah.
I do
absolutely.
Too, K-Rock.
And we do embrace raps, poems, and all sorts of artistic
expressions. And then we can make Campbell into soup instead of Whedon into freezer or something like that.
Wow.
Campbell into soup and
all
make
dropping,
him go
dropping
in
lines.
His pants.
See, that's because you're not down with
when
that.
When he
like
sees Chandler Jones do his sack dance.
Now, Paul, what is that? Just for reference.
I'm down with
see?
That.
Okay. I rhymed better than she did. And I just did that right off the top of my head.
Freestyle and drop the mic.
Speaking of me,
vomit on your shirt, mom spaghetti.
speaking of a being a bad host here, Tim in Colorado Springs.
Mom's heavy. Vomit on his sweater already.
Mom spaghetti. He's nervous, but on the surface he looks calm and ready to drop bombs.
I love that song.
I used that in one of my stories.
I love that song.
Oh, in my Pulse story, did you leave that in? I mentioned Eminem. You did.
No, I left that in. Eminem. I was.
How many? What percentage
thinking about
of
the vomit on the sweaty already from mom's spaghetti.
What part of our readership you think got that?
0.0.
No, 0.05.
I think that most of our
most.
Readers, yeah.
All the ones that have to change their address in the winter to go to Florida.
Those probably
the old
didn't
people.
Get it.
We have a lot of those.
We do.
0.0.
There you go. But I think there's a lot of people that read that are. Younger than
a lot of
I
people
am.
Do.
Let's go
read.
To the Twitter.
All right, let's check
what's
out
on
the Twitter.
Twitter.
Apparently, VIP Strippers was late to the show because he said, "Why no Mark Bertrand today?" Well, he had a baby and he's off today, so we're stuck.
Maybe
with the
dingo ate
show.
Your baby.
It did not.
Oh, that's not nice. He just had a baby.
Yeah.
There's really no respect. There's no dingo problems.
You're crossing
in the
your.
States.
I don't even know what a dingo is. Is that one? Of, is it look like a dog? Like,
yeah, it's like
dog.
A. It's like a
coyote. Wild dog.
Yeah, coyote.
Down at the crick. Scott Jakes checks in at hashtag PPGS. Do you think that Josh Boyce will get some receptions today with KT and Dobson out? Yes, I am on record. He will have a 67-yard reception, a big play today.
Who plays a bigger role,
Boyce,
if at all, Boyce or Colley?
I'm going to say Boyce.
Stunned silence. You know what that means? Hey, poll center, you know what that means?
That's a good poll.
That means that was a good question.
It's a good one to run up the poll.
Oh, it's totally irrelevant.
Yeah, well, that's what my point is. A completely balanced yet irrelevant comparison.
Who has a role as the fifth option?
Right. I'm going Boyce.
I'm going Boyce, too.
But Fred is excited about the option.
Because Ryan Mallett's going deep to Boyce. Oh, what did I say?
Yeah,
we had somebody earlier.
So Malay's getting in the game.
Well, somebody earlier asked if the Browns were going to get a chance to look at their future QB.
Malay.
Yeah.
French.
Okay, when there's dead air, that means you take over reading email or something.
Well, I didn't know if you were going to keep talking because usually you just try to talk
he
over
just,
me.
Yeah, so he just doesn't stop usually.
So speaking of bad hosting, are you sure that wasn't a Transylvanian accent, Kevin? You sounded more like Dracula. That's from Tim in Colorado Springs. I tried my best, Tim.
No, that was just a bad Italian accent, and it was too.
So, K-Rock, do I get any effort for the try? No, I get no effort. Okay,
that's a new call. That's a new. Contributed to the program.
Mike's already more memorable than Joel in Atlanta.
Poor Joel.
By the way, getting a lot of heat.
Yeah, Joel took it on the
listeners.
Chin. Joel took it on the chin on Twitter, too.
Yeah,
oh, my
goodness.
Probably
not the first time.
Oh, yeah, we did should update. CSNNE just tweeted this out, and I did want to mention it. I don't think we said it on the air, but Don Crickey, the old Patriots, and I mean old, preseason broadcaster, will be filling in for CBS today because the other guy who's
Bill McAtee, I believe, had travel issues from Dallas.
I don't know if
you've
heard it's snowing in some places.
Well, they had some
pretty much everywhere,
snow,
but
and
Dallas.
We know they don't deal with snow well.
They don't deal with it well.
Thomas, Brucey, and Colby.
Our good friend Brucey checking in.
Good-looking ball downfield.
Over and under on Crickey mistakes today.
Oh, what's
set
the number,
set the number, Paul.
Number.
Yeah.
12.5.
Over.
I'm going to go under.
Pound the over.
Whoa there, big fella.
I won't be able to monitor it, however.
Anyway, if you have a Twitter question,
too bad it wasn't a road game.
At some point, Steve Tasker's just going to say, listen, man, I was a special team in the NFL. I've been concussed more times than I can literally remember, and I'm making fewer mistakes than you.
He's one of those guys that can literally say, you know, I forgot more about football than you know. Now, that's inappropriate.
Well, I don't think so.
Yeah, it is.
Why?
because you're making fun of the guy's concussion history. But that's why he forgot it.
It is what it is.
Keep the tweets coming
for
Andy.
Never mean.
Yeah, you don't have to make fun of it.
Andy loves a nice pair of tweets.
I do.
At Jumbo Heart or at PFW Paul, at Pat's Radio underscore Kevin.
Hashtag PPGS.
Hashtag that PPGS so Andy make sure that Andy gets them. We got a prediction here from Mike in California. My prediction for the game is that the Pats will win 37-24. Boyce will get five catches for 45 yards. Colley will get three catches for 30 yards, and Edelman will get 85 yards. He says Amendola 65. So this guy thinks that Brady's going to spread the wealth around today.
That's a possibility. They have a decent secondary. They got a couple young sort of playmaking safeties that might try to get in the way of Gronk. You have Joe Hayden going to take somebody out of it.
T.J. Ward's not a bad player.
No. And the other guy, Gibson, or however you say his name.
Gibson, I believe.
There's a P in there, isn't there, somewhere?
Yeah, yeah. That's why I say Gibson.
Oh, I thought you said Gibson.
Yeah. Seth in Texas also wants to get his prediction on the air. Hey, guys, I have a quick question. Do you think Tom Brady will throw 7 touchdown passes today?
I don't, actually.
Nah, I don't either.
I'll throw 8.
That'd be like a record or something, right?
No. Wow, look at Hartwell. Mr. PR wants him to throw 8, so he has something to write about.
How would you feel?
Great for the stats.
How would you feel if they get up 24 points today? Unless it's, you know, a traditional 24 points. Let's put it that way. No turnovers, no, like, you know, 2 touchdowns in the last 5 minutes of the game. They were up 34-7.
Not great.
I wouldn't either. It's not a good offense they're playing today.
No.
But it would bother me if Josh Gordon has a big game, and it would bother me if they gave up a significant amount of points.
And I am not willing
more than their
to
average, let's put it that way.
Just give a pass to this defense, certainly because today it's not a run-pass option. You don't have to stop the run. You should be able to roll out of bed and stop the run. And the pass defense is as healthy as maybe we've seen it in a while.
Yeah.
And I think that can still be a competent unit with Tlaib back there if he's at his best, and you have Gregory back now. So my guess is that if they put up 24, there's going to be a lot of passing yards involved, and I won't feel good about that.
Diving back into the emails, we have Paul, who's a Pats fan from Attleboro. He's been a fan since 1980.
Head down to Cardi's tomorrow night. Well, I'm hosting a show at Cardi's Furniture, South Attleboro, with Matthew Slater.
He's transplanted. He's now living in Orlando. So he goes to games. He goes to Dolphins games down in Miami. He says he's never left a game early.
Good for you. You shouldn't.
Well, with one exception.
Until the Denver game.
It was in 07 against the Dolphins in Miami. He said it was a complete blowout, and the celebration in the parking lot was epic, so he didn't want to miss it.
They got some hot chicks down.
He wants us from down in Orlando. He's giving
us. I
thought
he was in Attleboro.
And plus, he left the game for the right reasons. He left the game on the right end of
a
blowout.
He's from Attleboro, and he's giving us the call to inform all of the Fairweather fans that only one team out of 32 has had a winning season for the last 13 years. While he's here, can we please put to rest the Manning-Brady debate? TB12 is obviously better. And basically telling the fans to
off.
Yeah, exactly.
To suck his...
Hey.
Hey, let's not be mean here.
What?
And he also doesn't like the he also doesn't like the booing of the fans, which I sort of disagree with. I think if you're paying your money for your seat and the team blows, you have every right to boo.
And you were down, whatever, 17-3 and 17-0.
I'm not a big fan of telling fans how they should act. I mean, within, you know, the realm of decency.
Other fans telling?
I'm not
other
talking
fans
about you should riot and whatever.
Yeah.
You know, I'm saying I'm not a booer. You know, when my team's not playing well, I don't particularly think that booing is what I want to do, but I don't question, you know, I don't tell other fans how they're supposed to act.
Now time for our pregame guest. We're going to go behind enemy lines with Tom Reed of the Cleveland Plain Dealer.
You know the view from New England.
I'm defending the Patriots.
But what about the view from the other side?
It is what it is.
Time now to go behind enemy lines.
And to do that, we welcome in Tom Reed of the Cleveland Plain Dealer. Tom, you got Kevin Collins, Paul Perillo, and Andy Hart here in Foxborough. How are you, Tom?
Thanks for having me, guys.
No problem. Am I correct to assume you're up in the press box, Tom?
I am.
Well, welcome to Foxborough.
Yes. No traffic
for this much.
About this terrible traffic, and it was no problem at all.
It's overrated. Plus, you didn't even have to battle any snow like seemingly everywhere else in the country right now.
Right. Yeah.
And it seems like people are not in a rush to get here for this much ballyhooed matchup today.
I wouldn't take that as a shot at Cleveland at all.
Well, last week, we'll tell you this. Last week, there were tickets on sale for $7 at the last home game, so in the secondary market. So there wasn't a big rush to get to that game either.
What is the mentality of Browns fans right now? Are they buying into this rebuilding process and what Lombardi and these and Chudzinski and these guys are putting together in Cleveland?
Oh, it's always with a, met with a skeptical eye. I think there's some things that they kind of like. They were, you know, the team got off to a pretty unexpectedly good start, and I think that raised some expectations because I don't remember seeing too many people pick this team to win more than six games. But I think they're very skeptical, I think, and which was understandable with two winning seasons in 14 years. You know, there's some of the things they like. I think they've come to realize that the Trent Richardson trade was a good deal, although at first everyone kind of thought they were tanking the season to make the move. But there's other things, you know, that they made a big splash in free agency, and it really has not panned out. Paul Kruger is sitting on 2.5 sacks. Desmond Bryant actually played pretty well the first 5 or 6 games before he started experiencing some heart issues. You know, he's not playing today and will be done for the rest of the season. So their free agent class wasn't very good. Other than Mingo, who started quickly and has really struggled the second half, they're not really getting any production from their draft class either. So, you know, there's some concerns for sure.
Did they luck out in not trading Josh Gordon? And how close do you think they were to trading him? And I guess, do they believe he's going to be a redemption story and can stay the straight and narrow here and be the great talent that he looks like he is?
Yeah, I wish I could tell you for definitively that they were, how close they were. I don't think, you know, that they continually said that they weren't going to trade him. The feeling we got is that they would have gotten a first round choice, which I do believe that he's a first round talent. Then they may have done it. I don't think that offer ever came because of obviously the situation where if he fails one more drug test, he's out for a year.
The young talent that Cleveland does have, you know, how much of that do you think that this is a team that, you know, Joe Hayden and, you know, we mentioned Gordon and some of that, you know, you have some talent to build around. Is there enough there that you think that you can sort of see a nucleus, or is it just, as you sort of alluded to, the skepticism in Cleveland is sort of blinding anyone from really having too much hope in the future?
No, I think what it is, you know, when they've gotten competent quarterback play, they've been a pretty good team. You know, they had a good stretch, like I was alluding to earlier.
Yeah.
They've had a decent stretch. When their quarterback, and whoever that quarterback is, plays pretty well, they're not a bad team. They've got a lot of the pieces on the defensive side of the ball. It's not a complete defense, but they have a lot of pieces on the defensive side of the ball. Their big issue is obviously with the quarterback, and then, you know, they're still a ways away on offense. It's Gordon, and Cameron started the season really well. He looked like he was, you know, first 4 or 5 weeks, he looked like he was a Pro Bowl tight end, and it just kind of went down, his season's kind of gone down a rabbit's hole. The second half, teams are either defending him better, or he just has not been the impact player that he was early in the year.
Talking about the quarterback position, is Whedon going to be in the mix for that job next year, or do you think
No. They're
going to go for a quarterback in the draft?
No, he may have thrown his last, well, I don't want to say he's thrown his last pass here because you never know when Campbell gets hurt again. No, he will not be back next season. They will move him. You know, even if they just end up cutting him, yeah, I don't see him back next season.
Brian Hoyer, same question, I guess. Does he have an opportunity to compete for that next year?
Absolutely. I definitely think he's going to be in the mix next year. You know, they have to hope that he comes back. As you guys are aware, sometimes when these guys come back from serious knee injuries, you know, the projection is he'll be ready to go in April or May in spring ball. But, you know, rarely do guys, you know, the Adrian Peterson stories are rare when guys come back and there's no complications at all. So we'll see how his knee is next April and May and into the summer. But I would think he would compete for this job. I have to think that they use either one of those first-round draft picks or maybe their second-round pick on a quarterback. You know, it'll depend on who's available, and you know, this class started out as going to be a really good class, and as it invariably as the year goes on, you what you thought was X ends up being Y. So I don't think any of those guys are really playing lights out right now. So we'll see where the Browns end up with, but I would think they would go after a quarterback.
Tom, I know he hasn't had a lot of interaction with the media, so I'm not sure how much you have sort of built an opinion of Mike Lombardi, but I'm just wondering what you think of him, because as a guy here, you know, we heard so much about him as a Belichick guy, and he was sort of seen as a guy when he was in the media who was, you know, sort of in Belichick's back pocket and maybe doing some of his bidding for him through the airwaves. What are your early impressions of Mike Lombardi, and exactly how much power does he have there in terms of where they're going?
Well, I think he is definitely the chief talent evaluator. Joe Banner is the CEO. He has the final say on everything, but Joe is not a football guy, so to speak. I think that he relies heavily on the input of Lombardi and Ray Farmer. I think they kind of come to a consensus, and then Banner goes ahead and makes the decision. I don't think Joe is the, so I do think Mike is, as far as the talent, assessment, is the guy that's making these calls. So, it's kind of been a mixed bag. Like we talked about the free agency and the draft classes, you know, it's been a little bit underwhelming. Now they did not, what they did in the draft, they kind of, you know, traded for futures for next season. So they really didn't have that many draft picks to begin with. You know, they've, again, you give them full marks for the Trent Richardson deal. That turned out to be a great move on their part. You say that they looks like they made the right move with Gordon by keeping him. Of course, that's all going to just depend on how clean he can stay. So I think it's kind of been a mixed bag.
And lastly, Tom.
That was my fault, Andy. Lastly, Tom, can't let you go without giving a prediction for today's game.
Oh, I think I picked the Patriots 31-13.
All hey, right. That's what I picked. Nice. Nice pick.
I think it's a little close.
All right, Tom, thanks so much for taking the time today. We really appreciate it. Enjoy the game.
Thanks, guys. Take care.
Thank you, Tom.
That was Tom Reed of the Cleveland Plain Dealer.
Yeah, that's sort of in an interesting spot because, I mean, obviously they're going to take a quarterback, like Tom said, whether it's one of the two first-rounders or even a second-round pick, and then you let Hoyer sort of compete with that guy and see what you have going forward. But
that guy.
It does seem like when they've had decent games from whoever's played quarterback, including last week with Whedon, by the way, who was not very good. He played well last week.
He threw like 370 or something?
Yeah. And they had a chance to win.
Of course, I could probably throw over three bills with Josh Gordon.
And they had a chance to win the game at the end, and Jacksonville went down and scored a touchdown in the last minute to win the game. But I do think there are some pieces in place that you can be successful there, and it's going to be interesting to see how they decide which ones to hold on to and which ones of these young guys like Mingo worth keeping and developing and building.
I got Mingo.
Leads them in sacks.
Before we go to break here, Andy, Andy Hart has got his wish. We have an international caller on
about
the Ace Ticket Hotline.
Damn time.
We welcome into the Dunkin' Donuts Patriots
that
pregame
was Southern
social Joe from the Czech Republic. Joe, how are you?
Checking in.
This is the Czech Republic anthem, by the way, national.
Is it?
Anthem. It is. We got it just for Joe. Joe, you there?
I'm going to be on. I'm here. Can you hear me, guys?
We got
Wait
you.
Wait a minute. What we number are you calling on?
I have an IP phone for my company, so I'm calling you from a Minnesota number.
Do you know how to spell iCup?
Joe, I take it you're not from the Czech Republic. Are you from Minnesota?
No, I grew up in Maine.
Maine, okay.
I went to Bryant University, so I've been a diehard Pats fan.
You didn't have that Zdeno Chara-like accent, so I knew something was up.
I had never heard the national anthem before you played it for me, so thank you.
What do you do over there?
I work for an American company. I sell nuts and bolts.
Literally?
Nuts and bolts. We got screwed.
We've been screwed. Now, do you have a lot of jokes like that?
Not really.
Oh, okay. I'm Ron Burgundy?
I'm sorry.
Can you get a good look at a
T-bone
by sticking your head up a bull's ass?
Not a lot of fun and games in the nuts and bolts business, Andy.
No. What do you got today,
no
Joe?
No washers? What if I need a washer, too?
Let the man speak. What do you got today, Joe?
Nuts, washers, rivets, everything you need.
Oh, rivets. Riveting.
Ooh, rivets.
Riveting Two conversation things. Here.
I want to make Ridley the bell cow, give him 20-25 touches. Everyone talks about how there's not enough time to instill confidence back in the coaching staff. Keep handing him the ball. If he fumbles, there's a decision for the season.
Well, why is that the last one? Why wasn't the last one the last one?
Fair question.
You got 4 weeks left.
Right, so time for him to fumble four times.
I guess I'm an optimist.
So you would be, if he went 4 weeks without fumbling, you would have zero fears heading into the postseason with him as your lead back?
Is it going to be a Baltimore situation where he gets knocked out cold?
Yeah, I'm not counting that. I'm talking about just putting the ball on the ground left and right.
How about any of the ones during the regular season this year?
I agree with you that he lost us the Carolina game. Last The one he fumbled, the spin move, was sloppy. I agree with that. But I agree with the Belichick, tear him down, build him back up, and see what he can do.
Yeah, I just don't understand it. I feel a little bit like Adalys Thomas here. We're grown-ass men. We're not kindergartners. Send me home. Motivate me. Like, I don't really understand what was gained by him standing on the sideline last week and now being active this week and apparently going to get touches in the second quarter.
Well, do you believe in momentum? Do you believe in a team rolling? Sometimes we talk about not wanting a team to have a bye because you don't want to stop everything clicking.
Yes, I actually do believe in momentum.
I believe for that in individual efforts as well.
So you're stopping the negative momentum?
You got to show him, you got to give him an opportunity to see what he can do.
At least he's presenting an argument.
Yeah.
You want to have him build to something so mm-hmm. you can do something later on. I disagree with it, but I think there's an argument to be made on his side here.
So, Joe, how are you watching? Joe, how are you watching the game?
I get
today?
Your argument, Joe.
NFL Network.
NFL Network, okay.
The season pass.
Awesome. Yeah. Oh, yeah. What's the Czech Republic like?
The second one. I live in Brno, which is the second city. It's right between Prague and Vienna. You Brno it well.
Don't laugh, Joe. Don't laugh.
People don't smile.
Don't laugh.
People don't smile there?
It's kind of depressing. Everybody just walks around upset.
That's exactly what I envision. I don't know why.
Too. With some crazy music playing.
Those Eastern Bloc countries, it's just that that's exactly what I... A lot of monotone, like stoic figures.
Weather. Are there hot women?
Yeah, and it's always cold.
Giving me dirty look.
You have a Czech girlfriend? A Czechish? Is it Czech or Czechish?
Slovak.
Whoa, the Slovak slam.
Easy.
That's what they call Chara's slap shot.
You do sound like Andy today.
Sorry.
Yeah, you can't.
We can't let this guy in.
You're trying way too hard.
Joe, what was your last point? Sorry, buddy.
My last one was Chandler Jones. Do you guys ever get nervous about the amount of chop blocks he takes? Every time I see him, he's supermanning through the air and landing funny.
No, I haven't really thought about it once.
Noticed it. No.
Watch this game. Watch.
I'm gonna absolutely gonna have it in mind today.
And by the way, it's a cut block. I don't mean to be Mr. Anal A-hole, but a chop block is when you are engaged and then somebody cuts you down.
Chop block
underneath.
Is illegal. A cut block is
sorry.
Not.
A cut block.
I'm very particular. That is one of my two pet peeves. People who confuse Pro Bowl and All Pro, and people who confuse cut blocks and chop blocks. So sorry,
it won't happen.
So Andy has to be a hole.
Oh, I'm an a hole. I fully admit it. I'd fit in the Czech Republic.
You certainly would.
Thanks. Thanks for the call, Joe. Enjoy
thanks,
the game
Joe.
Today. Okay. Tell your girlfriend we said hi.
Guys.
Take care.
Yep.
Tell Kevin was inappropriate.
Called her the Slovakian slam or
the
whatever.
The Slovak slam. I wasn't calling her that. I was just saying the Slovak
slam. No, you clearly
slam.
Made an allusion to her being a prostitute.
No, that's not what I was
I don't know if there's any money involved, but...
there was no changing
a slam pig, anyway.
You made an inappropriate reference.
This is a completely different reference.
No, but that's what you were saying.
Yes. Right.
It was inappropriate.
To get this
train... That's a man's lovely, lovely
girlfriend. To get this train back on the track, last segment coming up here, we're going to do the six-pack. What else we got to do?
Anything I don't know. You're the host.
We got to talk to Eric. We got to do behind.
I guess that's
not behind enemy lines.
We got to go through these photos coming out of M&T Bank, coming out of the link.
We got like 15 minutes. Yeah. Take a break.
Tell you what you're not going to see a lot of today. Yard markers in some of these games because there aren't any visible right now.
Well, that's all you have to look forward to coming up here in the next segment.
More Patriots talk coming up next after Paul and Beatles donut break.
NFL Mobile from Verizon is perfect for a guy like me. At home or on the go, NFL Mobile keeps me connected to all the action across the league. I can watch live NFL games on Thursday, Sunday, and Monday nights. Track player and team news, player tweets, watch NFL Network 24/7 and more. Plus, with NFL Mobile, I have real-time access to NFL Red Zone, so I can watch every touchdown from every game on Sunday afternoons. So I'll never be without football. Especially when Jaws and Muffin can't find that oh-so-perfect spot. Oh, hold up. Go, go. That's it. Come on, kick it into hyperdrive. Touchdown!
Get NFL Mobile on America's largest 4G LTE network and discover why more people choose Verizon than any other network. Call *NFL to download NFL Mobile now. Verizon, official wireless provider of the New England Patriots. Airtime message and data usage applies. Available on select smartphones. Coverage not available everywhere. Don't call or text while driving.
Before Jenny met her new nephew, Wyatt, before she drove to New York, and before she picked up a Boston Red Sox onesie down the street from her Alston studio, Jenny got 1% back on tires, 2% back on snacks, and 3% back on gas using her Bank AmeriCard Cash Rewards credit card. So Jenny got ready to do what she loved with cash rewards she liked. That's the power of the Bank AmeriCard Cash Rewards credit card. That's Bank of America. Life's better when we're connected. With the Bank AmeriCard Cash Rewards credit card, you can earn 1% cash back on all purchases all the time, 2% cash back on groceries, and 3% cash back on gas. Apply today at bankofamerica.com/getcashback. Grocery and gas bonus rewards apply to 1,500 in combined purchases each quarter. Call 1-888-224-8735 for details about credit costs and terms. Copyright 2013 Bank of America Corporation.
With power comes responsibility, and NRG has taken that responsibility to new heights by evolving the way sustainable energy is discussed and used in the 21st century. With 3,000 state-of-the-art solar panels installed at Patriot Place, we've transformed the open-air retail complex next to Gillette Stadium into a visually stunning, self-sustaining destination that generates 60% of its own power. NRG is proud to be the official energy provider for Patriot Place, Gillette Stadium, and the New England Revolution.
Ah, nothing like cracking open a six-pack. Andy, Paul, and Mark pick six games against the spread. And just like your favorite beer, these guys are ice cold.
Maybe I just drink to get drunk.
Time for the Sunday six-pack.
As we do every week here on the Dunkin' Donuts Patriots pregame social.
We. It's the first time you're doing it.
Yeah, but I at least read the games. I at least have a part in this segment.
Are you reading them today?
No, I'm going to have Matt. Oh, I'll read the games. Matt's going to read the spreads.
Who's got the records?
Matt does right in there. Matt, how'd we do last week, and how are we doing for the season?
How did we do?
Last week, good week for Andy. Andy went 5-1.
Booyah! Come back, baby! I'm like the Patriots. Slow start, fast finish.
Paul did pretty good. He went 500 at 3-3. And pretty Beetle, good. Tough week with the baby on his mind.
He was distracted.
2-4.
Oh, that's not fair. He did not have the baby on his mind when he was making those picks. That's ridiculous.
Did Andy leapfrog Beetle is the question.
He did, but Paul still in first place. One game over 500, 30-29. Andy, 28-31.
Andy, you're only two games back. Andy, only two games back.
27-32.
With a couple weeks to go, this could be the week Andy overtakes Paul.
Don't call it a comeback.
First game we have, the Raiders at the Jets. What's the number, Pepe? Raiders at Jets.
Jets giving up 3.
I'll take the Raiders. Two bad football teams. I'll take the bad football team that's on the road. It's anti-Paul Perilloism.
Then I'll take the Jets because two bad football teams, I always go with the home team. And except for when I don't.
I don't have the privilege of making a pick, so I'm just
wait, who's picking for Bertrand?
You
going to mail him in? You got to contact him.
I can tell you. Hartwell has volunteered to pick for
no,
him.
I want this on the up and up when I win in the end.
Right, I'll contact Beetle.
I could
during...
pick for Beetle. We're of similar build.
Can't.
No.
Can't.
There you go. That's a good one. That's
we can't get
contact
him.
Somebody contact him.
I'm not going to get him today.
Text him.
On.
Text him.
Can I take
busy.
The can
He's
I take
busy
the role?
Fatherhood.
He's not busy.
Sure he is.
He has 10 seconds to send a text
he
that
does.
Replies to the game.
He did when he was at the text wedding. Him. He texted them in.
That's oh, a different. Wedding is a little different than when he just had a baby.
I'm going to take over for Paul and say that's the first funny thing or good thing you've done all day. That's what he tells me when I make him laugh.
That's when he's really saying you're not really all that funny.
That's true.
That's definitely what
compliment.
I mean when I say it to you.
Second game, Dolphins.
I'm always funny.
The Dolphins at
not
the
always.
Steelers. What do we have, Pepe?
Pittsburgh giving up 3 points.
I will take Pittsburgh at home.
This is Dolphins.
Two crap
at the
teams.
Steelers?
I'll take.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, it's
two crap
be snow
teams.
There.
I take the.
It will be
the
snowing.
All right, I'll take the home team in the snow. I'll take the dirty team. They're a dirty, dirty team.
Third game up.
Play dirty in the dirtiness of the snow.
Bills at Buccaneers. It won't
is that
be
a
snowing
real field?
There.
Oh yeah. That
Bills at Buccaneers.
Crap.
Pepe.
It shows you how far Buffalo has fallen this year. They are 2.5 point dogs at Tampa.
Two bad teams. I'll take the home team, like Paul Perillo tells me
sticking
to.
Sticking with it, Tampa Bay. I think that they have played a little bit harder over the last month and a half, and I think that they'll run the ball with Rainey and win that game.
Next one, a big one for the Patriots, Colts at Bengals.
Cincinnati by 6.
I am going to take, again, the home dirty weather team in the dirty weather.
Yeah, I like the Bengals big in this game. I think the Colts have really struggled since Reggie Wayne went out. And they haven't been able to overcome that since. They've won a few games, but only because, to me, Andrew Luck is just, it's like Brady early in the year, just not playing all that well, but finding a way to win some games just because he's that good. But I don't think they'll beat Cincinnati today.
Coming down the home stretch here. Titans at Broncos.
Broncos giving up 12.
The weather worries me a little bit there, but I'll stick with the Broncos, and I will lay the points. Even though it's snowing there and you don't know what Manning's going to do, I think that they have too much offense for Tennessee.
As long
a lot
as
of trouble with the Titans. You know, see that Munchak stuff?
Yeah, as long as it's not windy, I will take the Broncos
and,
to roll.
And lastly, real quick here, Browns at Patriots.
So it was 11.5 earlier in the week. It's down to 10.
Yeah, I will
speaking
lay the
of
points.
Rolling.
I will lay the points regardless. I think the Patriots just have too much in that quick start, I think, is going to overwhelm them.
It's going to be one of them ass whoopings.
Coming down the home stretch here on the Dunkin' Donuts Patriots pregame social, it's time now to go
upstairs.
You
didn't
upstairs.
Even wait for me to make my pick.
I'm sorry.
You started talking when
you
I
did just say it's going to be one of them.
Yeah. I mean, what else do you need?
Ass whoopings. No, that's when I had to talk over him.
So
to
are you going to take the points or no?
Damn, ass whooping.
Are you going to take the points or no?
No, of course not.
So then what do you
You would need twice that amount of points.
What do you
to make
want
this
me
game?
For? Get off me, dog. Dunkin' Donuts Patriots pregame social. Time to go upstairs and talk to Eric. Pepe.
Time to talk to
Pepe.
Eric. Time to push a button.
Pepe.
Time to push
We're button. Stuck down here in the studio.
Boring.
For the latest from the field, let's go to the press box.
Man, I'm glad I called that guy.
Here's Eric Scalavino.
Hey, Eric. How's it going up there?
It's going well, guys. How's things down there?
Strange with me in this seat.
Kevin's hosting. Right. How do you think?
I thought that was your voice.
Yeah, it's been an absolute car crash.
Train wreck.
Do you know how to spell debacle?
Yes.
K-E-V-I-N.
K-E-V-I-N.
No right. doubt. Eric, getting to the football news of the day. Looks like, you know, we're not going to start with Stephen Ridley because no one knows other than Jason Lockenfora, who says Ridley will have his first carry in the second quarter and go from there. No one knows exactly how that's going to play out. But I want to know, from what your eyes are seeing, is the Patriots secondary getting healthy as it appears to be on paper?
Well, it's looking that way. The normal four that you would expect to see back there were all back there in team warm-ups, which just concluded. Tlaib on the left, Dennard on the right, and McCourty and Gregory at the safety spots. The rotation that came back in after them, Arrington and Ryan, as has been the case, and Ebner and Wilson at safety. So, yeah, I mean, it's nice to see that your starters, your regular starters, are at least taking those reps,
and
in warmups. The one thing I want to jump ahead just a little bit and move over to the linebacker core, because the first thing that jumped out at me when they came out to team warmups was that Brandon Spikes wasn't taking reps. Dane Fletcher was in the middle with Jamie Collins and Dante Hightower flanking him on the left and right, respectively. Hadn't seen that before in warmups, and you know we always preface by saying what you see in warmups isn't necessarily going to translate into what we see in the game. But it's just interesting that the coaches choose to do certain things in warmups, and that was one thing that I thought was very interesting. You know, Spikes had been limited with a knee injury all week, and actually missed practice on Wednesday because of it. Well, technically he was. Not injury related was the reason that he missed practice, but he has been listed with a knee injury and he's been limited. So that, and his decreased role of late and Dane Fletcher's increased role, I think are something to watch.
Another thing to watch would be the, big productive receiver on the other side of the football that resurgently healthy secondary will be going up against. Eyeball mm-hmm. test. What do you think of, mm-hmm. Josh Gordon and the package
he
brings to the table?
Like what you did there, Paul. He does. He looks. He looks legit to me out here. And
Calvin Johnson-esque?
No, I wouldn't go that far.
So you wouldn't take him then, right?
Well, no, I would take him. Sure. I mean, if he were still available, he'd be in addition to what we have now. But I mean, you know, we've seen Calvin Johnson, Larry Fitzgerald, all those guys in person, and
he's no Calvin Johnson.
I wouldn't quite put him in that mold. No,
I wouldn't either. But his stats are in that mold of late.
His stats are in that mold. But yeah, I mean, he looks like a very good player from the pregame eyeball.
On the opposite end of the spectrum, does Willis McGahee actually bring a walker out to the field with him, or how does that work?
Yeah, I wasn't really paying too much attention to him because, quite honestly, I don't think that's even really worth paying much attention to today. But no, I haven't really thought much about Willis McGahee over the past few years, no matter where he's been, whether it's been Cleveland, Denver or Baltimore or Buffalo, all the different stops he's made. I don't think he's going to be much of a factor today.
I agree. 2.8 yards a carry, even against a bad run defense.
Do you think he takes a nap at halftime?
He might. I think he takes his pills at halftime, one of those little things in the Sunday box. He opens it. Oh, I got to take these. It's Sunday. Don't want to forget. Defensively, anything standing out to you from the Cleveland Browns? It's a somewhat productive unit, and Joe Hayden, obviously, sort of the rising star as cornerback. What are your observations on that side of the ball?
Nothing really unusual. You know, it's funny that during the week, Bill Belichick made mention of Paul, well, tried to make mention of Paul Kruger, couldn't remember his name. He was like the, you know, the kid from Baltimore.
You know, that crappy guy they gave a lot of money to from Baltimore.
Today, Junior?
That was the interesting thing that I thought about it was that, you know, this is a guy that I remember you even said that you never really liked him much coming out of Utah.
Nope.
And thought he was overrated because of the Baltimore defense. And certainly Cleveland's not getting their money's worth with this guy. And that's not why you pay a guy a lot of money to bring him over from another team to do very little.
Two sacks, you usually expect more than that for millions.
Yeah, exactly. So I'm going to try to keep an eye on him today just to see. I mean, because, you know, we've seen him in his role in Baltimore before. And I'm interested to see in person what he's like, you know, as one of the main cogs of this Cleveland defense.
And finally, the quarterback situation was a big topic all week for the Cleveland Browns. Mm-hmm. Obviously, old friend Jason Campbell going to get the start. How's he looked out there? Is he walking to the wrong sideline or anything, or is he recovered from that concussion?
No, he seems like he's fit enough. And, you know, he's had, I'd say, a little bit of success throwing against this team before. I mean, it's been several years since they played against him, but you know, he's. I think if he can stay on the field for the 60 minutes, you know, he has a chance to. He and Gordon, I think, have a chance to maybe make this a little bit close. But it's going to really depend on whether or not he can stay on the field for the whole game. And you know, in warmups he looked fine, but if he takes a few hits early, we'll have to see how that plays out.
Well, as usual, Eric, thanks for checking in. Really appreciate it, and enjoy the game.
All right, guys.
Save my bacon.
Yeah, save our bacon.
See ya.
Take care. Want to wrap up the show with a couple emails.
You sound different. Did you move?
Yeah, I had to move. I moved actually inside the poll center now, pretty much, almost.
Oh, he's not inside the poll center.
Well, no, the poll center's
poll center's right here.
I'd like you to sound further away, center. A little more muted. Yeah.
Sorry about that. You want me to turn myself up? You want to hear more of me?
No.
No.
We'll check in with Darren right before the end of the show. Our good friend Chris with the TIAN writes in, looking for a fast start today, ending in a rout of the Browns. Also, let's fix this run D, whistling past the graveyard.
This is a good false confidence week.
If you don't fix the run defense today, man.
Well, that's it. You're fighting a girl today. Either you beat up a girl or you lose to a girl. Either way, you kind of look bad.
Also, we get another one checked from Tim on email. Do you think they'll double team Gordon and go zone, or will that be risking too much and allowing other wide receivers to get open?
I would like to see them match up. I want to see if Aqib Talib is capable of matching up at this point in the season.
That would be a good sign if you could see him do that, even though, you know, Jason Campbell's not the greatest quarterback in the world. If you could have the confidence to lock him up on Josh Gordon right from the get-go today, I would look at that as a really good sign.
Second to last one,
you know, provided it goes well.
Provided he doesn't go for 260.
Our good friend Kareem in Virginia. Quick question. I've been listening.
You really are a good friend.
He's written in a couple times. I've been listening for a couple
Kareem
years.
Kareem rises to the top.
But he's got a question, Andy, and it's more geared toward you, I think.
Uh-oh.
He's been listening for a couple of years, and he's curious to know, who is it that's in quotations, he who must not be named? Who are you referring to?
I can't name it.
A guy who used to work here.
He was a douche.
He's a guy I know.
He went AWOL.
Yeah, he left here, and he sort of ripped. He ripped us and ripped the organization, ripped the team, and ripped everybody pretty much.
I must not, before my time then, right, Paul?
Yeah.
Okay. He was a self-centered person who tried to tear us down on his way out the door.
He came very close to getting Annie and I fired.
Ooh, that would have been a sad day for PFW.
And the Hart and Perillo families.
We're gonna finish things.
I'd still be out of work. You know?
I'd still be out of work, he says. We're going to finish things off with Jeff in sunny but not smelly FLA.
Doesn't exist.
He says, hey, Kevin, Leon Washington may yet help the Patriots. Frigid temperatures in Denver from a winter storm, Cleon, he calls him, will highlight special teams play again. Leon is a dynamic returner of punts and kicks, and it's too bad the Patriots couldn't keep him, here's to Leon and Cleon.
It's also going to be snowy. So, good or bad, who knows?
It's cold.
So,
in your
humble opinion, guys, does the bad weather positively affect the return game or negatively affect the return game? Who's got the advantage there?
I think it can positive. I think it's tough to cover sometimes because you're full speed and breaking down. All of a sudden, you either A, don't break down soon enough and you slip, or B, you break down too early and give the guy too much room to make a cut. The old saying, you know, he knows where he's going. I think the advantage is to Balcaria.
Fair point.
I don't know about that last couple things, but I would agree with Andy.
Fair point.
Darren, what are your thoughts? You were a star returner except for that one 4-yard kick return at Amherst. I mean, at Williams.
Talking about how the weather affects.
Yeah.
Way to know where
advantage
you went to school.
To returner.
The one game I ever watched him play, he was a dynamic kick returner. He was no LeGarrette Blount.
I mean, it certainly doesn't help the footing. I mean, I'm talking about our fields. They weren't exactly NFL fields. But
Pittsburgh's not really an NFL field.
Would say the advantage goes to the cover team.
No, he went the other way from me.
That's because you're a returner.
Correct. Yeah.
Lastly, was that the excuse on the 4-yard return? Mm-hmm. Was it snowy? You slipped and fell down?
Yeah, it was really bad footing.
Was that like an onside kick or something you recovered?
No, it was just a
traditional kick. Yeah. That must have been painful.
It's a great coverage team, you know.
Lastly, John in South Carolina. John in South Carolina beats the buzzer.
Paid too.
Got to get his email in before we finish. Hey guys, great show with Kevin hosting. No use kicking a dog while he's down.
And he is a dog.
I've come up with a new
way.
He's
been down.
It's like a three-legged dog.
I've come up with a new way of picking the game. Go opposite of any definitive pick that comes from Paul.
Ooh,
since
nice.
You guys think it's a blowout, I'm going to go with a close game. 28-21 Pats.
That's certainly been good for you this year, because I have been the worst picker
but you're wrong
of the
today.
Group.
Love the show usually, John in South Carolina.
No, John's right. I've been really off on a lot of my picks this year.
What's he mean by usually?
He also wants to say...
usually likes the show.
He who shall not be named was a complete and utter douchebag. He put that in as a PS.
I agree with you, John. You're a great guy.
So that's from John in South Carolina. Any final thoughts, guys, as we wrap the show up today?
Yeah, I want to go upstairs.
Blowout.
Upstairs. The bacon's going to taste good, and the scoreboard will impress Patriots fans. I am going with 38-13, Patriots.
So 31-13.
What about Hartwell? What do we got?
Tom stole from me.
I'll go 31-10.
I'm going to stick with the 34 number, and I'm going to say they're going to do it 3 weeks in a row. I'm going to go 34-23 New England.
Defense,
I would
10
not
points.
Feel great about
that's
that.
That's a little too close for my liking.
I would not feel great about that unless it's a lot of window dressing points at the end.
And that's going to wrap it up for the Dunkin' Donuts Patriots pregame social.
In all seriousness, decent job.
We'll be here after the game. Scott Sots.
You've done good.
All right, you did a decent job until you couldn't speak. Sorry,
well, I get confused as to who's hosting these shows because it's me, and then it's Sudikoff, then it's Beetle. Sudikoff, Scott Sudikoff of WEEI.
Sudikoff!
Will be hosting the postgame show, and I'll be tagging along with him. So hope to catch you then, and hopefully the Patriots pull one out today.
Blowout.
This has been the Dunkin' Donuts Patriots pregame social, live from the Patriots Facebook page. Now, it's game time as the Patriots take on the Cleveland Browns.
Patriots tight formation, quick hitter Brady with a play pick and an open. Aaron Dodson on the right side, headed to the end zone. Touchdown, Patriots!
Be sure to tune in to Patriots.com radio for the Patriots postgame show with Mark Bertrand immediately following the game.
Two receivers left, two to the right. Brady on the deep drop looking to throw. He pumps in the pocket. He fires down the middle. A wide open Amendola. Touchdown, Patriots!
Log on to Patriots.com all week long for the latest news and information on your favorite team. We look forward to hearing from you next week on the Dunkin' Donuts Patriots pregame social.